save. Long freeze back. The floater from five. No, taken up by Baker. Got it. Eagles are in front. Couldn't have come at a better time.
It's time for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Loan, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linex of Moorhead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Moorhead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Moorhead, and Whitaker Bank Moorhead. Stay tuned. Tip-off is minutes away on the Eagle Sports Network.
He'll feed it off. He hit the shot.
The 2023-24 college basketball season starts tonight for the Morehead State Eagles as the OVC's defending regular season champions visit 24th-ranked Alabama. Hi again, everyone. I'm Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden. MSU will more than have its hands full against the Crimson Tide, winners of the SEC title last March. Bama lost four starters from that 31-win team, but retains two preseason all-SEC picks in Mark Sears and Grant Nelson, and has brought in a number of talented transfers and recruits. It will be a big challenge tonight for the Eagles, but one that will certainly help Coach Preston Spradlin's reloaded roster grow for the season ahead. Stay tuned. Our pregame show will continue in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Calling all Eagle family members. It's time to get your brand new Eagle Family Sports Pass. Immediate family members of current MSU students can get general admission to each and every Morehead State University home athletic event for just $40 per person. That's it. No strings attached. You and your family can enjoy every Morehead State home athletic event all year long for only $40 per person. All the details are available on MSUEagles.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
You may have been born to be wild, but you weren't born to be dead from a needless motorcycle crash. So when you're even just a little impaired, you do not get your motor running. You do not head out on the highway. What you do is get a ride from a sober friend, a taxi or rideshare service, or public transportation. Because you may be looking for adventure, but you're not looking for trouble. Please ride sober. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
It's the season opener for the Morehead State Eagles. They're on the road to take on number 24, Alabama. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, you get to start with a doozy, a real tough team. Now, this is an Alabama team that won 31 games a year ago, 76 games in the last 3 years. But, like Morehead State, a lot of new faces on their roster.
Yeah, without question. You know, this will be, a long-standing tradition that we start off on the road against a quality opponent that, you know, whether it's in the SEC or the Big Ten. And so really good program here. But a lot like us, you know, coming off a really good year, but a lot of new faces in those jerseys. And so it'll be interesting to see, you know, just how much of Alabama's identity on both sides of the ball is going to carry over to this season, because their team is very different. But they're going to be really good. They're big. They're physical. They're a great defensive team. They shoot a lot of threes. They offensive rebound, and they play well in transition. So, you know, they give themselves, with their athleticism, a chance to allow that to shine. So we've got to do a really good job tonight making sure that we control the glass and we control the tempo and win the battle of transition, so that we get an opportunity to play to our strengths.
Well, your team has a lot of new faces, a lot more size, a lot deeper, as you and I have talked about. One thing you have to start off the year with is a tough injury to your all-OVC point guard, Mark Freeman. He's out basically almost for the entire year with a wrist problem. How do you adjust without Mark?
You know, with the absence of Mark, obviously, he's a premier player at our level and in our league. He's a guy that can, he really just draws a lot of attention. He's dynamic with the ball in his hands. You know, you and I have talked about, he doesn't shy away from those big moments. He had a lot of those last year, and not just at the end of the games, but the end of shot clocks. You know, he's electric in transition at the beginning of shot clocks, and then he can really bail you out at the end of shot clocks against good defensive teams that make it difficult to run your stuff, like an Alabama team. And so, you know, that's where we're going to really miss him. But in his absence, you know, we've got a little bit bigger. You know, we've got a team that just has incredible size and strength and length for our level, and we're going to match up well with an Alabama team. But, you know, it's going to be by committee. You know, we're going to have to do a really good job with our execution, getting guys their ball in their particular spots. But I think we've still got a number of guys who can provide what Mark did early and late in the shot clock, so that we can be efficient offensively. You know, guys like Andrew Thelwell, who's had great experience doing that. We're going to need that a little bit more from him. Creating for himself and creating for others. You know, same thing, Jordan Latham, a little more size than Mark, and but still has some of that real tough shot-making ability, especially in the mid-range and off the dribble. And then a guy like Riley Minix, who can go out there and play inside and play out, and gives us a little more size and strength and versatility than what we've had at that four spot. And so, you know, it's a big blow, big loss, but, you know, excited to see how our guys step in and we make the adjustments.
There'll be a lot of energy in the building tonight. Alabama playing its opener, too. They're excited about basketball. So one thing when you're playing a big school on their floor with all that energy, I guess, is staying in the game early and keeping it at least even, taking the crowd out of it and just doing your thing.
Yeah, without question. You know, we got to keep our focus on us. You know, our bench has to do a great job of being engaged, picking our guys up, and not just, you know, having energy when things are going well, because, you know, there's going to be times where we don't make shots. There's going to be times where we make defensive mistakes. And so, you know, how quickly can we respond and not allow, you know, those mistakes to get the crowd involved and break our focus? You know, if we hit our breaking point with our discipline and our focus, then, yeah, it's really tough playing on the road. But we've got to really draw attention and keep our focus on what we can control, our game plan and things that we're good at, and not allow the outside factors to distract us from that. And so it'll be a great challenge for our team here tonight.
And that's MSU coach Preston Spradlin. I'm Chuck Mraz. More in 2 minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Moorhead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Moorhead. Call 606-783-0467.
In this world of constant updates, downloads, apps, and smartphones, it's a relief to find simple, easy, basic solutions. My name is Mitch Terrell with First Federal Savings and Loan, and we've been keeping things simple since 1963. With one-on-one interaction, we streamline your lending and savings needs. Come see us at 211 West Main Street in downtown Moorhead, or call us at 784-4187 and be a part of our local experience. First Federal Savings and Loan. Simple, easy, basic solutions. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Moorhead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Moorhead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Moorhead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Our great-grandfather opened the first Hinton Meal store in 1918 to serve area farmers. We later opened our first feed mill, not only to serve our friends and neighbors, but also to more conveniently feed our own cattle. For four generations, our business has continued to grow and evolve to meet the needs of hardworking farm families. Though times have changed, our commitment to providing you with the highest quality products and knowledgeable customer service is as strong as ever. We invite you to see for yourself. Hinton Mills, serving farmers since 1918.
Welcome back. Moorhead State on the road for game one of the 2023-24 campaign. The Eagles taking on 24th-ranked Alabama. I'm Chuck Meraz along with Dean Harden. By the way, Alabama last year won 15 games at home. And at Coleman Coliseum, they are nearly unbeatable. Actually, last year they were unbeatable. They went 31-6 overall, 16-2 in the SEC. They not only won the SEC's regular season title, but they won the tournament championship, advancing into the Sweet 16 of the NCAA tournament before falling to San Diego State 71-64. Their head coach is Nate Oates in his fifth year with the Crimson Tide, a record of 188-85. Before that, 4 years at Buffalo, where he notched a 96-43 mark in two NCAA tournament appearances. Moorhead State led by seventh-year head coach Preston Spradlin. Three straight winning seasons, 20 win seasons for Coach Spradlin at MSU. His overall record is 114-100. Last year, MSU finishing up 22-12 and also 14-4 in the OVC. Won the regular season title. Did not win the tournament, but went to the NIT where the Eagles knocked off Clemson. Moorhead State lifetime against Alabama, 1-2. The last time the two teams played was back in 2002. Actually, that year I remember Alabama was number one in the country at that time when Moorhead State went down to Tuscaloosa and lost that game. The expected starting lineups, first of all, for Alabama, the first guard will be Mark Sears, a second-team SEC pick, 6'1", 185-pound senior from Muscle Shoals, Alabama. Averaged last year 12.5 points, 3.5 rebounds. The second guard is Ryland Griffin, 6'6", sophomore at 190 pounds from Dallas, Texas. Averaged last year about 6 points, 2.5 rebounds. Up front, it's Grant Nelson, Jaron Stevenson, along with, well, check that. They've changed their lineup from what we expected. Looks like Grant Nelson will be in the lineup, but they've taken out Stevenson, who played in the last ball game, their scrimmage against Wake Forest. And they'll put in Aaron Estrada as a guard, 6'3", fifth-year senior, a Hofstra transfer from Woodbury, New Jersey. Last year, he was the Colonial Athletic Association Player of the Year, averaging over 20 points and 5.5 rebounds. So it appears that we will not see Stevenson in the lineup. Grant Nelson in the lineup, a 6'11", 230-pound senior from Devils Lake, North Dakota, a transfer from North Dakota State, averaging 18 points last year. He was an All-Summit League pick, also over 9 rebounds. And the center, 6'10", 230-pound senior from Seabrook, South Carolina, Nick Pringle, last year averaging 3.5 points and 3 rebounds per ball game. For Moorhead State, the lineup, Drew Thelwell will work the point to start, 6'3", senior from Orlando, Florida, averaged 11 points, 4 rebounds, and nearly 3 assists per ball game. The second guard, Jordan Lathan, he missed all of last year because of an arm injury, 6'4", graduate student from Grandview, Missouri, a transfer from the University of Milwaukee, where in his last season there he averaged 7.5 points and nearly 6 rebounds. The third guard for Moorhead State, Khalil Thomas, the UMass Lowell transfer, 6'5", graduate student from New Orleans, Louisiana, averaging almost 8 points and 5 rebounds for MSU a season ago. Up front, it's Riley Minix and Deontay Miles. Both of them are transfers. Minix comes to Moorhead State from southeastern Florida, where he was an NAIA All-American, 6'7", graduate student. He hails from Vero Beach, Florida, Last year, he averaged over 25 points and nearly 14 rebounds a game. That's why he was an All-American. Deontay Miles came to Morehead State from Xavier, 7 feet even, 240 pounds, a graduate student from Walton, Kentucky, averaged a point and a rebound a game for the Musketeers a year ago. Your officials for this ball game: Tony Green, Jason Baker, and Lucas Santos. Morehead State taking on number 24, Alabama. We'll come back with more here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here.
Remember, those in-game breaks are 90 seconds, minute and a half.
To help you soar higher.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, any...
No, this is a two-minute, actually.
Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play
no,
at
KentuckyLottery.com.
You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right.
Oh, I like it.
So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip?
Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner to the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio. Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale. All backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Morehead State about to take on Alabama. While we have a moment, let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is basketball tonight here on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Chuck Mraz along with Dean Harden as we're getting set for tip-off down at Coleman Coliseum at Tuscaloosa, Alabama. And Dean, when I look at this opener for Morehead State, you know, you could pick a tough opener, but not many tougher openers than this one for MSU. This is a very good Alabama program. It's won 76 games in the last three seasons.
Yeah, and they set a school record last year with 31 wins and made it to the Sweet 16 and the 15-game home winning streak. You can keep going on and on and on, but I'll be honest with you. I expect this team to be very good again this year. The preseason ranking was, 24th? I don't personally think that ranking means much till after New Year's. But anyway, there's a lot of parallels, I think, with these two programs in that there's so much new with both of these teams. Alabama only returns three players from that team from last year. A couple of them's good, especially Mark Sears. Was very good. But they've got a very good recruiting class. The freshmen were all considered four-star players, and these recruiting gurus now, not only did they start rating your recruiting class for incoming freshmen, they'll start rating your recruiting class how you did through the transfer portal. And they were rated in one of the services to have a top five transfer portal class, if that means anything. On the other side of it, Morehead State last season averaged 69.8 points per ball game. If you include losing Mark Freeman for the season, they've lost almost 60 points per ball game. That's 80% of your offensive production that somebody's going to have to replace here for Morehead State. Last season, similarly, from the rebound from the glass, almost 36 rebounds per game. They lose 20. That's 70% of your production on the glass. So I'm not expecting one or two people to pick up that slack, but I think there's a little bit of thing where both of these program's fans are saying, you know, we're not quite sure what we have.
Well, exactly. And from the Morehead State standpoint, I'm excited to see some of the newcomers like Deontay Miles, the 7-foot, 240-pound graduate student, a transfer from Xavier. Also, Riley Minix is an intriguing transfer coming over from Southeastern Florida, an NAIA school where he was an All-American and put up huge numbers. He is an excellent three-point shooter, and this is a guy who's big, but he can also shoot the basketball. And then Jordan Lathan, who had to sit out all of last year with an injury. I know he's itching to get back in the lineup, and he's getting a chance to start tonight. I know he's promised us it's going to be showtime when he's out there, and I'm certainly glad to see that. Drew Thelwell grew up a whole bunch last year for Morehead State. He's a preseason All-OVC pick, yep. And Drew is a guy that has a chance to be the winningest basketball player during his four-year career at Morehead State.
Yeah, and so happy for Drew because there's not a nicer kid on campus, number one. You talk about these other kids. Lathan, yeah, been dying to see him play now for about a year and a half. So it'd be really good to see him. And Riley Minix, the coaching staff can't say enough good things about Riley Minix. And people will remember we had a really nice transfer from the NAIA ranks last year. And Alex Gross went a long way, carried a lot of the mail from Morehead State last year. And they expect Riley to pick right up where Alex went off. He's a lot more dimensional player than Alex Gross was. He's a really good shooter. He's a very good rebounder. And he's a really tough, hard-nosed kid. He's going to be fun to watch.
And Alex Gross ended up being an all-OVC player for Morehead State.
Sure so did. Had a heck of a year.
Hey, hopefully that Riley Minix will follow in those footsteps and match Alex, at least in that category. Morehead State this year featuring a lot more size than what it's had in the past, a lot more depth, and I know that Coach Preston Spradlin believes his team has the type of depth that it can survive the loss of a guy like Mark Freeman, who they were counting on the preseason OVC Player of the Year.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and there was one comment that Drew Thelwell said during the media day here, what, two, 3 weeks ago, and he said, you know, last year, whenever we got down on the shot clock, we got down, things weren't going real well, we could just pitch it to Mark, so go get us one. Well, going to have to find somebody else to go get him one this year. Maybe there'll be a couple different players to go get him one in different spots. But, you know, you start looking at, you know, who's going to step up for this ball club? Obviously, Thelwell, he's one of the leaders. I think he's a spiritual leader of the team. I think he's just the glue that holds it all together. But, you know, you look, sophomore Trent Scott, hello. Yeah, you just got maybe a little more run than you might have expected early on. And, you know, he's going to have to prove that he can handle it and prove that he deserves the run. But I've been a Trent Scott fan since he hit campus.
Alabama wins the opening tap, and they're wearing the white uniforms tonight with the crimson letters and numerals. As coming down on the drive, Sears to the right corner, Estrada, the left-handed three, and it's in, and Alabama leads 3-0.
Estrada's a scorer. He's a flat killer with a jumper, and he's just, two-time Colonial Athletic Player of the Year in that conference.
Thelwell down the middle against the man-to-man. Bounce toward the right wing to Thomas. Thomas holds at the sideline. Bounce right block. Minix is back to the goal. Turns to his right. Throws to go up and under. Lost the basketball. Loose toward the near sideline. Alabama with the pickoff. It Sears to the offensive end. Cutting to the paint. Fakes once, twice, and then kicks it back out to Nelson. High left. Nelson between the legs dribble on Minix. He'll take it right of the lane to the block for the baseline to the goal with a right-hand slide. So it's 5-0.
I thought Nelson got away with a little forearm push against Minix that time. It gave him just a little bit of daylight.
They run the trap at Thelwell as he was almost caught in the corner, but he spins out of it and comes forward through the middle at that big Alabama logo at the center of the floor. High right to Minix. Minix plays it down. Thelwell left to right back out front. Right hash to Lathan. Lathan cuts in left, top of the key, near side Minix. Set shot three, back of the rim, no. Rebound tap, Miles to himself, lost it, batted out of his hand. Sears comes up with it for Alabama. Spin move around Minix at midcourt. Down underneath the Pringle, lost it off his hands, off the glass. And Thomas has it for Morehead State with the Eagles down 5-0 early. He'll come free throw line high left off to Thelwell. 20 on the shot clock as Thelwell backs up toward the left hash. Looks for the double screen up top, rolls off it to his right, far side. Lathan fakes, moves in, cuts the angle, lost the dribble off his leg, turns it over inside the lane. Alabama with it as Sears again comes up with a loose ball. 5-0, Bama leads. Pringle back behind him, top of the key. Sears left of the lane to drive on Thomas to the baseline, left-hand five-footer, it's in.
Mark Sears got Thomas very, very deep in there, and even though Thomas has a little bit of size advantage, couldn't take advantage of it.
7-0 Alabama out in front early. This is not the kind of start you want to draw up, Dean, in a place that's tough to play against a program that is very difficult to beat.
Yeah, you don't want to come out and just spot them 7, 8, 9, 10 points right off the get-go because it's a very good team. And the Alabama fans, it'll always be a football school. But they like their basketball.
Morehead State turned it over. Estrada inside the top of the key straight away from 19. Jacks it in. He's got 5, and now it's 9-0, and Morehead State needs to regroup as Preston Spradlin takes his first timeout of the ball game with 17:48 left to play in the first half. So MSU right now, unfortunately, Dean, being run out of the building a bit.
Yeah. Alabama came out, smacked him right in the mouth early on, and Morehead State trying to respond, but it's, like I said, this is a really good team. Defensively, after makes, they will press, they will trap. They shoot gaps very, very well. That's what they want to do. They want to get this ball game up and down, run up and down the floor, and Morehead State, that's not really their game plan, especially here tonight.
Alabama already from the field, 4 of 4, 1 of 1 outside the arc. Last year, the Crimson Tide averaging just about 82 points a game, and as you mentioned, very good defensively, only giving up about 68. Opponents last year shot only 37% from the field against the Tide, 28% from three. Mark Sears, a second-team preseason All-SEC pick. They'll put on full-court pressure against Morehead State. As Minnick strives to inbound to go 94 feet, finally finds Thomas toward the near corner, back across to his right in the lane, backcourt, Thelwell. Thelwell down the middle across the line on Sears. Again, they're man-to-man. Coming out to the left hash where Thomas flips it to his right, Minnick's between the circles. Minnick's head of the key to Lathan. He'll step left, line drive three, switch.
Wow.
Morehead State's first points of the season belong to Jordan Lathan. 9-3, Morehead State's on the board now, backing up on defense.
Morehead State looking for something like that all year long from Jordan.
Pringle has it high right. Coming around Sears for the left-handed three, and he rattles it down. They're just not missing right now.
No, literally.
5 for 5 from the field. 12-3, Alabama leads. Morehead State offensive end. Minnick's controls. Right hash, Lathan. Lathan back to Minnick's. He'll drive left to the paint. Alley-oop feed inside, tried to get it to Deontay Miles, knocked away, stolen, Alabama with it. Here's Estrada the other way. Euro step, a scoop and score. He's got 7 points already. 14-3, Bama.
Alabama hadn't missed yet. 6 of 6, including 2 for 2 behind the arc.
Lathan now works the point for Morehead State, works between the circles, off a screen to his right, to the block, to the baseline, to the goal, one-hander, no. Tapped up and in, though, by Deontay Miles.
Alabama didn't block off that time. Miles, after Lathan rolled around him, he just dives to the rim.
Here's an alley-oop inside to Pringle, who scores it over Miles, and he's fouled by Miles, and he'll get not only the hoop but the foul, and he'll have a free throw to boot. First foul of the ball game belongs to Morehead State's Deontay Miles.
Yep.
Pringle, though, not a very good free throw shooter. Lifetime, just 47%
yep.
from the free throw line over 3 years. And you can tell these guys are big and they're athletic.
They're big, athletic, home opener, ready to go.
Line right, Deontay Miles for the Crimson Tide with his team ahead 16-5 with 16:23 left to go in the first half. Miles squats, shoots with the right hand, and hits it, wouldn't you know. So he completes the three-point play. 17-5 Alabama. They press now back off Trent Scott in the ball game. The 6'4 sophomore from Tampa for Morehead State. Left hash Thomas. Out front he goes to Eddie Ricks, who just came in too. Ricks on the drive from the left angle to the paint. High right, Lathan. Catch and shoot three. Bangs it off the rim, no good. Right block rebound, cleared off by Stevenson, who came in. Jaron Stevenson, the 6'11 freshman from Chapel Hill, North Carolina. Back he goes to Sears. Missed the three, lip of the rim. Rebound Morehead State. Yeah, it was. Ricks with the basketball. Inside it goes for a shot and a miss. Stevenson takes this rebound at the right sideline. He'll drive it down the other way, cut off by Thomas at the wing. Up top, Pringle. Left to right behind him, Sears. Sears on Scott. Driving left to the lane. Gets down to the corner. Nelson. Catch and shoot three. Off the rim, off the glass, no. Rebound, Miles had it, lost it, but Morehead State comes up with it. That was Lathan to Scott at the near sideline across the timeline to the offensive end. He'll work on Latrell Reitzel, who just came into the ball game for the Tide. Scott up top, Pringle. He'll put it to the deck, go to the near block. Spin, fake, put up a shot, blocked away by Nelson. Out of bounds it goes, and it should be Morehead State basketball as we have a timeout on the floor. 15-11 left to go in the first half at Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. Number 24, Alabama 17, Morehead State 5. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Moorhead and Owingsville.
Break into savings as prices are falling at Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA bone-in frozen turkey breast, just $2.49 a pound. Our family canned green beans, peas, and corn, only 89 cents. And Kraft's original macaroni and cheese dinners are four for just $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons.
Hello, this is Beth Mays. For over 30 years, I have served this community as a civil legal aid attorney, an assistant attorney general, an assistant commonwealth attorney, and judge. I'm currently running to fill the unexpired term for circuit judge for Bath, Menifee, Montgomery, and Rowan County. This is a special election on November 7th and is a nonpartisan race at the end of the ballot. Vote for experience. Vote for Beth Lewis Mays for circuit judge. Paid for by citizens to elect Beth Lewis Mays, circuit judge, John T. Lane, treasurer.
17-5, Morehead State trails it. 24th ranked Alabama with 15-11 to go in the first half. I'm Chuck Morales with Dean Harden. Shooting numbers, Alabama 7 of 9, 2 of 4 outside the arc, 1 of 1 at the line. Morehead State 2 of 7 from the field, 1 of 4 from long distance. Not shot a free throw yet. Rebounding, 4-3 Alabama at this point. And this is a team with a lot of depth. You know, at Morehead State, we hadn't talked about this, Dean. The Eagles have a very veteran team when you talk about eight graduate student or senior players.
Yeah. Probably one of the oldest, if not the oldest, teams in Division One. The way things work these days, there's a whole lot of youth on a lot of these programs, and it, especially some of these major conference programs where the guys are jumping to go play professional baseball or basketball, either in the NBA or G League or somewhere around the world.
Ricks, Scott, Miles, Lathan, and Thomas for Morehead State. Scott controls, pass to the left, batted right back into his hands to the near side. Fellwell, he'll move to his left, shoot the three and miss. Ricks the rebound, tries to get it inside to Miles and knocked away and stolen by Stevenson.
Ricks had it. He should have just gone right back up for the shot.
Yes, sir. Sears on the drive, left of the lane to the block, to the baseline, to the goal. Scores the lamp whistle foul.
Yeah, Eddie Ricks, the true freshman, got in a nice position, got the rebound, and instead of going on up with a shot, tried to dump it back off to the left to Miles. And honestly, he gave up he was giving Miles a worse shot than he would have had.
And yep, to post the foul.
Let's see. Ricks.
Ricks, yep, his first, Morehead State's second at the line. Sears, 85% last year, third in the SEC, sinks it, and now he's got 8 points in the ball game, 20-5, Alabama. Scott across the line, got it to Ricks. Ricks looking for Thomas near the left hash. He's not open. Back out to Miles. He'll put it to the deck. High left, Thomas. He'll cut it to the paint. The one-hander from seven hits it.
Thomas went in there. Some tall trees. Had to get a really nice, quick release to get it off.
His first two of the ball game cuts the Morehead State deficit to 13. In the offensive end, Morehead State knocks the ball away from Sam Walters of Alabama. And now some changes. Minix will come back in for Morehead State. Also, for the first time, we'll see 6'7 graduate student from Houston, Texas, Zach Ayemi.
Nice hands on that last little bit by Khalil Thomas after getting the little jumper in the lane and makes it a good defensive play.
Khalil out of the ball game. Sears lost the dribble on Scott, retreats toward the timeline, picks it off, and now comes forward. He'll drive the lane, dish down low, baseline left, put up and missed by Waggy. The West Virginia transfer was partially blocked. Now the ball is loose. Sears comes up with it. Wraparound feed to the right corner to Reitzel. Reitzel fires home a three.
Reitzel, a transfer from Cal State Fullerton. First team all Big West performer last year, averaged a little over 16 points a ball game.
23-7 Alabama. Scott down the right wing at the far sideline. Thelwell, he'll curl out front, drive the lane, left hand scoop left, off the glass and in.
Nice job by Drew. Did it with the left hand. Used his body to shield off the defender.
Thelwell with his first two. Moorhead State trails 23-9. 13 and a half to go in the first half, and now we have an illegal screen set by Alabama. That foul is going to go on Muhammad Waggy. Waggy, a 6'10 junior from the Bronx, New York, again played 28 games last year at West Virginia, averaging 4 points a contest.
Just a second turnover for Alabama.
And just the first foul of the ball game for the Tide. Moorhead State offensive end, Minix between the circles. Bounce left elbow, coming out for it was Ayemi to Thelwell. He'll drive in, scoop and score. Baseline left with a right hand.
Nice little hesitation move right there. And just waited and waited, and then just like you said, a little left-handed scoop up off the glass.
23-11, MSU down, defends. Walters at the left wing, spinning, looking as he picks up the dribble, and we've got contact, I think, and a foul.
Jerome Morton was trying to play pretty tough, and I thought he played a pretty good brand of defense there, as I thought the Alabama offensive player initiated most of that contact.
6'4 freshman from Winchester, Kentucky, and GRC High School. His first foul, third on Moorhead State. Right hash inbound, offensive end for Alabama as they work the basketball with a 12-point lead. Now bouncing it off his foot is Reitzel. Somehow he came with it. Diabati to the right side. Nelson, fadeaway three as he falls down. Missed the shot, went down. They're going to call a foul on Moorhead State.
Ayemi was closing out and then just didn't give him any place to come down as he was turning around to box out.
Fourth foul on Moorhead State. Ayemi's first, and this will be three free throws for Alabama's Grant Nelson. 6'11", 230-pound senior. He's from Devil's Lake, North Dakota. First free throw up and through. His third point. Preston Spradlin, not much for that call. He thought maybe there was a bit of acting on that particular foul.
Yeah, it might have been a little flop to it, but there was contact there. And that is a point of emphasis the last couple of years. You've got to let the guy come down. I call that the Kobe Bryant rule.
Second free throw by Nelson, also good. Now his third with his team up 25-11. Squats down, right hand push, it's in. 26-11, Alabama. Full court, tied pressure. Minix inbounds to Lathan. Peeling off and defending is Estrada. Waits for him as he comes across the timeline. He'll run right wing at the sideline, leave it there. Thelwell, he'll spin out front to his left, back to Lathan at the right sideline. And now something away from the play.
There's a lot of contact as Miles was trying to post over there on the right block, and Diabati had a whole lot of jersey grabbed with his left hand. He thought he was hiding it from the officials. Nice spot by the Stripes.
First foul on Diabati, second on Alabama. Moorhead State offensive end. Lathan controls at the right wing, spins left to the free throw line. Near side Minix. He'll drive in between two defenders. Wrap around lamp, it's in.
Nice little head and shoulder fake. Get both defenders up and then use the rim on the other side to shield the blocker.
26-13 Alabama. 12:20 left to go. First half. Estrada works the dribble high right. Takes it left of the lane as he puts it to the deck. Drives in. Layup off the glass. It's tipped by Miles. It'll go down the drain anyway. Good, but it would have been goaltending as it was, as Dean mentioned. So now 9 points for Estrada. Alabama from the field, 10 of 13.
Estrada's a fun player to watch. He's just a gunner. He's a slasher and a gunner, and he's got a really nice stroke.
Minix controls from Thelwell. Toward the left side, whips it off to Thomas. Back out, Thelwell. Thelwell on the move with the right arc. Scoops it down low. Tipped up. In and out. No good by Miles. Alabama the rebound.
That did everything but go down.
Coming down the floor, Davin Cosby. Cosby works it left to the lane. Kickoff to the far side. Estrada. Estrada spinning on Lathan. Straight away. Open Nelson. Gets a good look and nails a three.
Grant Nelson, the transfer from North Dakota State, had three really good seasons there, and he's brought his talents to Tuscaloosa. And for a big man, he's got a nice stroke.
8 points in the ball game for him, 31-13, Bama. Fell well, top of the key. Steps back, shoots a three, front of the rim, side of the rim, no good, and
illegal screen.
Yeah, an illegal screen against Morehead State. I think it's Miles.
Yeah, they got Miles.
That's his second foul, fifth on Morehead State, and that will take us to a timeout. 11:25 to go in the first half in Tuscaloosa. Alabama 31, Morehead State 13. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you go off-road, go to Major Brands. Get a $100 reward card after online submission when you purchase four new select BF Goodrich Terrain tires. That's a $70 rebate plus a $30 bonus rebate. Any other purchase of four new BF Goodrich tires from Major Brands gets you $50. Offer valid through November 27th. Get more details at bfgoodrichtires.com or stop in either Major Brands location. Tom's Drive, Moorhead, and Wilmot Drive, Mount Sterling.
Surprise the one you love with a gift of jewelry from Bypass Pawn in Moorhead. Bypass Pawn has a large selection of jewelry without the big price tag. Stop by and take a look today. If jewelry's not what you need, then pick from the region's largest selection of guns, knives, flat screen TVs, game systems, and games. Whatever you're looking for, odds are that Bypass Pawn has it. Bypass Pawn, 897 Flemingsburg Road, Moorhead, voted the region's number one pawn shop.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Right now it's all Alabama. The 24th-ranked Crimson Tide at home lead Morehead State 31-13. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Alabama has just lit it up from the field, 11 of 14, and I'll save you the math. That's almost 79%, 4 of 6 outside the arc, 5 of 5 at the line. As for Morehead State, not bad shooting, 6 of 13, which is over 46%, 1 of 5 outside the arc, and the Eagles have not shot a free throw. Rebounding right now, 5-5. And in terms of turnovers, Morehead State with 6 of those, Alabama just with 2.
I mean, not much you can do. I mean, you come up against, run up against a buzzsaw hitting, what, 79% from the field, 80% from the field, and 71% from three-point range. It's tough to do anything with.
I think they've got to sit Miles now with his second foul here in the first half. And looking at the MSU lineup, it's Ricks, Thelwell, Minix, Lathan and Thomas, Nelson, Estrada, Reitzel, Stevenson, and Cosby for Alabama. Stevenson, high right, back out front to Estrada. He'll move left with it and back out to Nelson straight away. Catch and shoot, three, swish. Just, it's almost automatic for these guys.
Nelson's three of four.
They press, Morehead State will break it as now Alabama peels off and Thelwell comes up the floor, being dogged by Reitzel. Works it high right, trying to find a screen from Minix, who catches it high left. He'll shoot his own three, in and out, no offensive rebound. Right block, Lathan tries to fight back to the hole, instead kicks it out to Minix, top of the key. He'll spin to the lane, ball stripped away and stolen by Cosby. Cosby for Alabama, right side. Outside the arc, Estrada for three, and he cans it.
Wow, that's just such a quick release and just bullets.
He's got 12 points already, 37-13. I mean, with the way they're shooting the ball right now, it's really hard for Morehead State to answer.
It'd be hard for the Lakers to answer. What are you talking about?
Thelwell the other way, trying to get the floor spread out to the right hash, and Lathan guarded by Estrada. Lathan on the move, high left, wide right, Minix. He'll take it down the lane. The running one-hander from five, swish.
Nice little move by Riley. Found a little bit of a seam right in the middle, and just takes things upon himself. Morehead State's kind of small right now. Minix at 6'7 is the biggest guy they got on the floor.
4 points for Minix. Morehead down, though, by 22, 37-15. 10 minutes to go in the half. Nelson inside to Stevenson, knocked away, and I think we've got a foul on Minix on the reach-in.
No, I believe they just got him out of bounds.
Okay.
I thought it was a foul, too.
Look very close. We've got the replay in front of us right now. on the shot by Minix, and it was a pretty shot in traffic. Alabama with the inbound, 13 showing on the shot clock. Estrada, baseline right toward the corner, flips it in over the head of Pringle and out of bounds. And when you throw it over the head of Pringle, you've done something. He's 6'10".
Yeah.
Third Bama turnover.
And he was up there, too. He showed a little vertical.
Preston Spradlin shouting encouragement and instructions to his team as Trent Scott now works the point down central across the timeline. High left, wide right, Minix, far sideline, Lathan. He'll cut the angle and back out front. He goes with it to Scott to the near side. Scott at the arc, cuts the angle, drives in, puts up a wild shot, partially blocked by Pringle, who will get a foul for his trouble, and that's number three on Alabama, number one on Nick Pringle.
Pretty good job by Trent Scott, giving up a half a foot to Nick Pringle. Took him into the paint, initiated the contact, jumped right into his chest, and he'll be rewarded with it with a couple of free throws.
Trent Scott last year from the free throw line, 63%, looking for his first point of the evening. Won't get it there as he clangs it off the back of the rim and no good on the first free throw.
Watching Trent shoot, just his form and his wrist snap, looks like he should be a better free throw shooter than that.
Looks like he forced that one a little more quickly than he was ready to shoot it, you know?
Yep. Well, and also, if you remember, Morehead State as a team last year, they went through a stretch there late January, early February, where they kind of went to a slump from the line.
Trent Scott's second free throw, this time good. He's got his first point. Morehead down by 21, defends inside the half-court line. Sears driving the far sideline on Scott, who cuts him off of the baseline. Free throw line, Pringle, and back out high left to Nelson. Nelson on Ricks, angles in, left corner Sears. 12 to shoot, angles inside the lane, lost the handle on it, whistle, and I think we've got a Morehead State foul.
I believe they got Trent Scott reaching in, trying to strip the ball. Either Hammer might have been Eddie Ricks.
See if you can find that, Dean.
I'm looking. I can't.
Free throw by Sears is up and in. He'll shoot a second one. 9 points for Mark Sears already. 38-16. Morehead State with 16 fouls right now as the left-hander at the line. Sears cans the second free throw. 39-16 Alabama. Scott the other way works on Davin Cosby. Across the timeline, right to left, bounce high left to Ricks, cross court, right side, Scott. Back out top, Thomas off the screen for three, swish. Khalil, shot 37% from outside the arc last year, now has 5 points. Nelson on the drive, the runner left of the lane from seven, partially blocked, the Morehead State has it. Ricks the other way, midcourt to Scott, bounce ahead to Ricks, driving to the lane, lost the handle, stolen away by Cosby. MSU down by 20, hustles back on defense, Cosby. To Pringle, bounces it off his chest. He takes it and gives it back behind him. Cosby, who drains a three.
Yeah, that was deep. I mean, that was way back behind the arc.
Cosby's first points make it 42-19 in favor of Alabama. Scott the other way. High left, Thomas, a bounce and back out to Ricks between the circles toward the near side and Thomas. A couple of steps to his right. Bounce baseline, cutting for the basketball, and missing the layup is Zach Ayemi, but he was fouled on the play, so he'll get two free throws.
Went right up against Nick Pringle there, and got right in his chest and threw the foul.
Pringle with his second foul. Alabama with number four. And now we've got Morehead State's Zach Ayemi shooting free throws. Talked about he's a graduate student, a transfer from Houston Christian. Miami's first one up, high off the iron.
Miami, not a great free throw shooter.
Last year averaged 5 points, three rebounds at Houston Christian.
For his career, well, not bad, 66%.
See if he can get this next one. Pounds it down a couple of times, puts it up and through.
Much better looking.
His first point, Morehead State down 42-20, 8:14 to go in the half. Alabama controls, Sears out front, coming for it was Walters. Walters to Waggy, back to Sears behind him. He'll dribble high left, standing dribble there on Scott, now he'll penetrate the lane. High right, the left-handed three put up by Walters. In
nice
and out,
block
no,
by Ricks.
And it was Ricks, I guess, got tangled up with an Alabama player, and Morehead State gets the basketball. Morehead State with 17 fouls, so Alabama's in the bonus from here on out. Bama with 14 fouls, and we have a timeout on the floor. 7:55 to go in the first half in Tuscaloosa. Number 24, Alabama 42, Morehead State 20. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. We live in the communities we serve and work diligently to serve the needs of our neighbors. Hi, this is Michelle Skaggs, loan officer at the Northside Branch location. Stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky, member FDIC, and equal housing lender.
Trusted, tried, and true. Those three words represent the highest standards for Kawasaki Mule side-by-sides. Trusted means being built strong and built to last. Tried means being put to the test by hardworking people doing the toughest jobs. True means staying authentic to roots that run 30 years deep. Kawasaki Mule, the definition of trusted, tried, and true. Available at Gateway Cycles, Mount Sterling. GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
Fourth-ranked Alabama at home leads Morehead State 42-20. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. The big story in this ball game has been the shooting of the Crimson Tide. 14 of 19 from the field, 7 of 10 outside the arc, 7 of 7 at the line. From the field, 74% just about. And when you look at their scoring, they've got three players in double figures already. Estrada with 12, Nelson with 11, Sears with 10. Morehead State right now led by Khalil Thomas with 5 points.
Alabama's got some sharpshooters. That's what they lost from that fine team they had last year. And Nate Oates went out to the transfer portal and found some. Grant Nelson, 6'11", senior from the transfer from North Dakota State. He's a big man, but he plays on the perimeter. He's not a back-to-the-player or back-to-the-basket player. Then you got Estrada, who he has just got a really good stroke, and he's a sniper. Weitzel, the transfer from Cal State Fullerton, he's a gunner too, and he'll go after it. Mark Sears can absolutely light it up at times as well.
Well, Sears is at the line right here for Alabama. 1+1. The lefty knocks down the first one. He's now 4 of 4 at the line. Sears, a couple of seasons ago, averaged about 19 points a game. Knocks down the next one. He's got 12. What he averaged last year per game. Scott the other way, his team down by 24 points with 7:50 to go. Morehead State offensive end. Ricks drives the wing back out to Ayemi. High right, Scott. Left to right out front. Khalil Thomas catch and shoot three. Front of the rim, no. Rebound kicks toward the far corner. Taken away by Alabama. Griffin has it down the floor, left sideline to Cosby. Back out to Griffin. He'll play it down up top. Now he'll step to his right, shoot the three, air ball. That's the worst-looking shot they've taken in this ball game, because even their misses before that looked like they could be makes.
Yeah, they've even the few misses they've had looked pretty good in the air, and that one well short. Eddie Ricks, good job defensively. Fought off a screener and was still able to get a big hand up in the face.
Some token backcourt pressure by Alabama. Scott now controls on Cosby across the line. They're man-to-man. Scott, right of the lane, bounce out front of Miami. Left to right up top, Thomas with a handoff. Thomas playing it down. Now he'll back up a long three, and it's in.
That's something Morehead State is going to have to get a little more of than they saw in the last couple of years, is that production from Khalil Thomas.
His second triple of the ball game gives him 8 points. MSU down 44-23, and we've got a stoppage in play. And I think
they got a foul on Ayemi underneath. Huh. And it looked to me like the Alabama player just kind of went up there and kind of hip-checked him, and then reverse back up to the top of the key, and they get a foul on Ayemi.
That's his second. Morehead State with team eight. As the Eagles make some lineup changes, looks like Morton's back out there. Thelwell, Thomas, Minix, and I think Iami's going to stay out there. Even with his two fouls. Line right. Waggy shooting the one and one. Dumps down the first one. His first point. Waggy at 6'10", 225 pounds. He's a junior from the Bronx. Second one on the way. Floats it up and through.
Puts a nice looking ball up there, too.
He really does. 46-23, Alabama. Thelwell after the inbound will be checked down the floor by Latrell Reitzel. Thelwell down the middle on Reitzel, who's right there with him. Off the screen, he goes to his right, and back he goes to Iami, who set the screen up top to the right sideline, Morton. Morton flips it back out to Thelwell, popping up top. Morehead State with 11 to shoot. Minix controls wide left to Thelwell. Thelwell, crossover dribble, backs up, 4 to shoot, left to the lane. Iami, 2 to shoot, 1 to shoot, hooks up a wild shot off the glass, and no good, and it's a shot clock violation, Morehead State. And that is turnover number 9 on MSU.
Not much you could do with Morehead State. Iami was really battling there underneath. He was open for about 12 seconds before that. He was ISO'd. Everything was up high. He had inverted it, and he was 1-1 in the lane. Had a nice entry, and they missed him.
Sears from Waggy, driving to the right of the paint. Wide left, Stevenson. He'll fake, drive on Minix, and then kick it back out toward the left sideline to Griffin. Griffin angles in free throw line. Down the lane he comes on Thomas. They've got 6 to shoot. Up top,
wow.
Three ball put up and in by Rylan Griffin.
And he put it right up in Thomas's face, and really Khalil Thomas did such a really good job on that trip defensively. Turned him around on the drive, had a hand in his face, and it just drained it.
They are 8 of 12 from outside the arc, 49-23. Bama with the lead, driving and missing the shot.
Good night.
But it's followed up and put down by Iami.
Drew Thelwell, that was a small felony. I don't know how there's not a whistle on that.
3 for Iami. Alabama quickly offensive end. Sears at the block, spins in 360s and fires a shot off the glass off the rim. No, Iami a rebound. Back behind him to Morton. Morton midcourt left sideline, Thelwell. Thelwell surveys the defense toward the left hash and comes right off a double screen. Wide left, Minix. Minix driving left of the key. Far side, and it's stolen away by Alabama. Reitzel with the basketball. Back to Griffin. Up top on Khalil Thomas. Back to Reitzel at the near wing, driving on Minix. Floats, fires from 10. The one-hander wouldn't go. Minix rakes down the board for Morehead State and goes to Thelwell with 4:56 left to go in the half, 49-25 Alabama.
Drew decided to just hold up, just walk it up. Let's try to change the tempo a little bit.
Thelwell toward the right hash, to his left, and Minix head of the key. Near wing, Thomas. He'll drive right, take it down the lane. Go down, try the layup, blocked away. Getting a piece of it was Waggy. Waggy controls and gives to Sears. Sears across the midcourt stripe. On Khalil Thomas, and I think we have a moving screen against Waggy.
Yep.
And for Muhammad Waggy, his second foul. And that should be number 5 on Alabama. And the 4th Crimson Tide turnover. Like Lathan's coming back in for Morehead State. Let's see the Eagle lineup as we set it during this brief moment of break time on the floor. Thomas is out there, we can see.
Minix is still there. Yep, he's inbounding Thelwell.
We got Thomas, Lathan, Minix, Miles, and Thelwell. Minix out there with two fouls. Morehead down by 24, 49-25, 4:28 to go in the half. Thelwell kicks it high left. Thomas, one bouncing back out to Minix between the circles. Jump feed back left, Lathan. Lathan working the dribble, goes right elbow, fades and fires from there and knocks it down. Jordan Lathan now with 5.
I want to see Jordan Lathan a whole heap of helping of that kind of stuff right there. That was really good stuff.
Now another 3 ball put up and missed from the corner by Stevenson. Estrada the rebound, left angle 15-footer. He missed it, but down low to clean it up and score it is Sam Walters for the Crimson Tide.
And I know Morehead State's playing a top 25 team, but that's going to drive Preston Spradlin crazy. He prides his teams on hanging their hats on defense and rebounding. They give up 2 extra shots on that trip.
51-27, Alabama. Minix on the move, right of the lane, spins to the lane. Reverse layup, off the glass, off the rim, and good.
Slick little move there by Riley.
Riley now with six, and Morehead down 51-29. Estrada on the drive to the paint. Jump stop on Miles, puts it over the big guy off the window and in.
That's just really good ball or good body control that time by Estrada. Went up against the much bigger Miles and still was able to control his body, really much force the contact and still have enough control to get it down.
Estrada with 14. Thomas has it between the circles. Left sideline coming back to the hash. Lathan out to Thomas, wide right toward the hash and down the sideline. Thelwell. Now to Thomas from long range. That's about a 30-footer. Fired, missed it. Put back, try. Minix, no. Tapped up and in as it rolls in good for Deontay Miles.
Minix really fought hard to get rebounding position. Didn't get paid off, but his teammate Deontay Miles on the second tip.
Now here's Estrada with a triple. Off the rim, off the top of the glass, and a miss and a rebound late in Morehead State. Check that, Thomas. And Thomas to Thelwell as they come across the timeline. Down 53-31 to Alabama. Lathan skips it out front. Minix, wide left, Miles. Miles on Stevenson, a bounce to his right, looks for help, and Minix comes out right to left to take it from him. Minix toward the right elbow and inside it. Kick out left hash, Thelwell down the wing, back to Minix. Minix to the block, turns, fades, fires off the glass and in.
Whitesell was all over him, really bodying him up, but Minix was able to control it and a little fader off the glass. Nice shot.
Riley now with eight. Morehead State down by 20. Now the ball knocked away in the Alabama offensive end. Reitzel comes up with it. Straight away off the screen for three. Missed it. High in the air. The rebound. Thomas, Morehead State. Right sideline, Lathan. Jordan Lathan toward the right hash. Now come back to his left to the logo and work the dribble with the left hand. Back to his right off the Miles screen. Now jumping into a three. Clangs off the back of the rim. Long rebound. Kicks out Stevenson. He's one on two the other way. Knocked down at the other end of the floor, and I think we've got Khalil Thomas with a foul.
Yeah, Stevenson really sold it well, too, and he finally went to the floor, and referee just pretty much had to blow the whistle.
Ninth foul on Morehead State takes us to the media timeout. 1:40 left to go in the first half of play in Tuscaloosa. Number 24, Alabama 53, Morehead State 33. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
The Porter Group is a different kind of insurance agency. We do more than just Medicare. When was the last time you had your life insurance reviewed? Do you have the new kind of life insurance? We will review your whole life, term life, final expense, and universal life policies. We can help you with them all. Call us at 606-780-1387 for a free, no-obligation review. That's 606-780-1387.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-HOTT. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hothead Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at lineXofMorehead.com.
Morehead State trailing in Alabama, 53-33 with 1:40 left to go in the first half. This is the most points allowed by MSU in a half since the first game of the 2017-18 season when they gave up 62 to Xavier and lost that game eventually 101-49.
Morehead State just ran into a flat buzzsaw coming right off the jump.
Well, Alabama just was not missing early on. They're down to a cool 59% from the field, if you want to call it that. But they opened up. They were above 70 for a long time.
Forever, yeah.
Yeah. And that's just, it's just tough when a team's shooting that. Morehead State hasn't shot the basketball that badly.
Nope.
Over 48% at 14 of 29. But, I mean, when the other team is shooting, as we talked about, 60, 70% or better in the first half, it's really tough to keep up.
Oh, yeah. And it's... I'll be interested to watch, see how Alabama fares down the stretch here as we get into, especially as we get into conference play. We'll see where they are at that point in the season.
Stevenson's at the line. He'll shoot two for Alabama. He's line right with the first one up and in. Stevenson with his first point. This guy was a five-star recruit. He was the North Carolina Gatorade Player of the Year at Seaforth High School in Chapel Hill. Second one on the way. Nothing but net there. And Moorhead down 55-33 as they inbound against token pressure. Minix to Scott. Scott on Cosby toward the left hash. Back to Minix at the logo. Left elbow backing out Iemi. Right to left behind him, Thelwell. Drives into a triple team. Back to Minix around the right. Ricks. Ricks skips it toward the right hash. Iemi backs, turns, looks, baseline, puts it upside of the glass. No, had his own rebound, lost it. It rolls out of bounds, and Moorhead State keeps it as it was last touched by a Bama player.
It was interesting because Sears was guarding Thelwell. Thelwell went through on the exchange to the far corner. And Sears, instead of following Thelwell through, just kind of hung out in that neighborhood and was able to double-team Iemi.
Six to shoot for Moorhead State after the inbound. Thelwell controls with the hash, turning left, three to shoot. He'll step into a three, partially blocked by Nelson. Coming away with it is Griffin. He'll drive to the block, feed it high right to Cosby, to Sears, and right by him out of bounds into the crowd. And that's the fifth Alabama turnover. They were out of control on that possession.
Yeah, a little sloppy that trip.
That can happen with a 22-point lead.
Yeah, you've got a lot more margin for error, huh?
Backcourt far side, Minix plays it in to Drew Thelwell. Moorhead State with the basketball, less than a minute to go in the half. Thelwell forward, coming off the Iemi screen to his right, and then bounce inside the lane to Iemi, and a reach-in foul on Alabama.
We're talking about threading the needle, Drew Thelwell had to put quite a bit of mustard on that bounce pass in near to Iemi in a very, very tight window.
Jaron Stevenson with his first foul. And that's number five on the Crimson Tide. Shot clock rolled back to 20. Inbounding baseline left for Moorhead State. On the inbound, Marshall, who just came in. Now the runner put up off the glass and a miss by Thelwell, but he'll get two free throws as he's fouled by Mark Sears, number six on Alabama, just the first on Sears. George Marshall just came in for Moorhead State, the 6'3" sophomore from Jackson, Mississippi. Came from Itawamba, Mississippi Community College, where last year he averaged almost 15 points a game.
His teammate Jaden Webb came with him. We haven't seen Jaden in the lineup yet.
First free throw by Thelwell is perfect. Drew now with 5 points. Last year at the line, pretty solid, 73%. 55-34, Alabama. Thelwell, the next one on the way, in and out, and back in again. Moorhead State backs up on defense, down by 20 with 43 seconds to go in the half. Sears across the line on Thelwell. Toward the right elbow and Stevenson. Inside the lane, Nelson. Knocked away and stolen by Iemi. And now Cosby steals it back, and then he lost the handle to Ricks. Ricks to Thelwell.
Excuse me. Iemi did a really good job for the steal and then almost just gave it away right under their own bucket.
23 seconds to go. Now 20, and now we're at 14 on the shot clock. Is playing it down near the line. Drew Thelwell, left hand to right, and back and forth again. 14 seconds to go. Thelwell driving left to the lane. Kick out to Minix. Fakes, moves into his left. Fakes now pumps a three. Off the glass, off the rim. No, long rebound. Tracked down by Sears for Alabama. Nearly traveled with it. Knocked away on the back tap from behind to Minix. Ahead to Marshall, and I think we had a whistle before. Yep, it's halftime. Yep. So we're at the break in Tuscaloosa, Alabama at Coleman Coliseum. Moorhead State trailing at the break to the number 24 Crimson Tide by a score of 55-35. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden coming back with our halftime activities in just a moment here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings.
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our five banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Well, Morehead State at the half, trailing at number 24, Alabama, 55-35. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. Dean, I guess a quick analysis of the first half really was Alabama's shooting that's made the difference.
Oh, boy. I mean, they came out of the gate just firing on all cylinders. And like we mentioned it right before the half, they went way deep in the half, shooting better than 70% from the floor. And you knew that, you're going to look awfully good, and they sure did. Looking for some positives from Morehead State, they weathered that storm. They played them even now for, like, what, the past 7 to 9 minutes of that second half. They played pretty well even. It's going to look ugly when the other team is just absolutely hair on fire like Alabama was right off the get-go.
Let's go ahead and take a look at the scoring in this ball game. Alabama already with three players in double figures. Estrada leads the way with 14 points. Mark Sears with 12. And Grant Nelson has 11. From there, you drop down to 3 points apiece for Pringle, Griffin, Reitzel, and Cosby. 2 points for Waggy, 2 points for Stevenson, and 2 more points for Walters. Diabati played but did not score. Alabama, 17 of 29 from the field, 58.6%, 8 of 15 outside the arc, over 53%, 13 of 13 from the free throw line. And in terms of rebounding, Morehead State won that category, 17 to 13, 7 first half turnovers for Alabama. Morehead State in the first half led by 8 points apiece from Khalil Thomas and Riley Minix, 6 points for Drew Thelwell, 5 more for Jordan Lathan, 4 for Deontay Miles, 3 for Zach Ayemi, and let's see here, 1 point for Trent Scott, Jerome Morton, along with George Marshall and Eddie Ricks, all played, but they did not score. Morehead State from the field, 14 of 32, 43.8%, 3 of 13 outside the arc, 4 of 6 from the line. Again, winning the rebounding battle, 17-13, Morehead State with 10 first-half turnovers. Your score at the break, Morehead State trailing at Alabama, 55-35, coming back with our feature on Morehead State University in a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Cassie here at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Moorhead. We wanted to pop in with a friendly reminder that we have a huge canning selection filled with all your canning needs. A few items include jars, lids, bands, canners, cookers, and their parts, as well as seasoning mixes, pickle crisp, pickling lime, and salt. Stop by today for all your canning needs at Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Moorhead. Ace is the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
If you
love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore Selection. The best brands, Sealy, Stearns & Foster, and Tempur-Pedic. So many to choose from, including two-sided mattresses. And today, queen mattresses start at just $2.99. If you love to sleep, you'll love Furniture World Superstore. The local guys with the best buys. 356 Pinecrest Drive in Moorhead. And on Maysville Road, Mount Sterling. Close Sunday.
A quiz for Kentuckians. Where is the state's fourth largest lake? Who has the state's only folk art museum? Whose main street includes part of the Sheltoe Trace National Recreation Trail? Where did the Moonlight School movement start? Which county is named for the builder of my old Kentucky home? These answers are found in Moorhead and Rowan County, where history and culture are as important as fun in the sun. Go to visitmoorhead.com to plan your trip.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Moorhead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
It's the season opener for the Moorhead State Eagles. They're on the road to take on number 24, Alabama. I'm Chuck Mraz, joined by MSU basketball coach Preston Spradlin. Well, Preston, you get to start with a doozy, a real tough team. Now, this is an Alabama team that won 31 games a year ago, 76 games in the last 3 years. But, like Moorhead State, a lot of new faces on their roster.
Yeah, without question. You know, this will be, a long standing tradition that we start off on the road against a quality opponent that, you know, whether it's in the SEC or the Big Ten. And so really good program here, but a lot like us, you know, coming off a really good year, but a lot of new faces in those jerseys.
This is Moorhead State Today. I'm Samantha Morrill, joined by Aaron Hirsch, Coordinator of Education Abroad at MSU. Aaron, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Now, as I understand, a big part of Education Abroad is the Gilman Scholarship. For anyone who doesn't know, can you just explain what it is in a nutshell?
So the Gilman Scholarship is given through the U.S. State Department. It's the Benjamin A. Gilman Scholarship. And what it essentially allows is for a student who doesn't come from high economic status, if you get a Pell Grant, which is the majority of our students at Moorhead State, it allows you to get between $3,000 and $5,000 to spend on your study abroad experience, which for most programs will cover the majority of your program. We work on this program, on the scholarship, year round in order to get the application, which is essentially about a 3.5-page essay. I tell most students, if you write a page for $1,000, you can get $3,000 for 3 pages. You give me a little more, you're going to stay a little longer, I can get you up to $5,000. But we had 12 students last year get this scholarship, and the expectation is not that we get 13 or 14. The expectation in our office is that we get 24 or 25. The more students we have apply, and you can apply multiple times if you don't get it the first time, but we'll work with you in order to make this essay a winning essay to make it work. It's over $22 million, so don't feel like, oh, they ran out of money or there's not enough fundings for this. There's plenty of funding. We just need more of our students to apply so more of our students can have study abroad be a free experience in terms of the financial end.
And you review some of these papers, so you know what to look for in them.
So I evaluate these on a national level. So I evaluate anybody who's not from Moorhead State. I actually don't look at any from the state of Kentucky. But I'll look at applications from New York, from California, from Florida, from different colleges. So I have an idea of what you should say or what you shouldn't say. And it's not a yes or a no answer for the ways that you can approach this essay. But I can tell you, for a specific major, for a specific program, what you've written for me is something I see a lot of, and it's something that doesn't typically get selected. So we look at different ways that you can set yourself apart.
And you've gone so far as to create a Blackboard course for this.
Basically, what we do now is we put students into a Blackboard shell where they have assignments and they with revisions for every assignment. So you're like, oh, it's only four assignments with like one or two revisions for each one of these assignments. But once you've completed the assignments for this essentially Blackboard shell, you have what you need to submit your application to Gilman.
Aaron, thank you so much for joining us. This has been Morehead State Today with our guest, Aaron Hirsch, Coordinator of Education Abroad. Morehead State Today is a production of Morehead State University, produced in the studios of WMKY, Morehead State Public Radio.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowan counties, offers totally free checking for business and personal. Open your account online at www.tcbanytime.com or stop by any of our five banking locations to get your totally free account open today. The Citizens Bank, with totally free checking for everyone and a free gift. Member FDIC.
The views are breathtaking. The experience is hands-on. The instruction is personal. The programs are nationally ranked. The atmosphere is welcoming. It's all here, all in one unique place at Morehead State University, all to help you soar higher.
Morehead State down 55-35 as we point toward the second half of this ball game in Tuscaloosa. While we have a moment, let's go ahead and pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is Basketball Tonight on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Morehead State looking at a 20-point deficit right now going into the second half. I'm Chuck Moraz with Dean Harden. Dean, as we look at the second half, a couple things stick out in my mind for Morehead State. Continue to play solid defense. Don't give Alabama any more than one chance down the floor. Sometimes that's all they need anyway tonight. Continue to rebound well. The Eagles have won that category thus far, 17-13, but the turnovers need to end. 10 in the first half.
Yeah, so many of those turnovers were people that aren't used to the speed of this game. Eddie Ricks had a couple. Riley Mennix had two or three, maybe four. And Alabama is doing what Alabama does, too. They will tend to force some turnovers. But I think you're right. Clean that up. Continue to battle on the glass and try to win that battle. You know, and if you can, try to say, hey, you know, we're just going to reset the board. Let's see if we can't win the second half.
Once again, the score is 55-35 in favor of Alabama. We'll come back with more, including our second half, here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Can't make it to the store? Play the Kentucky Lottery online, any time of the day or night, anywhere you are in Kentucky. Just download the Kentucky Lottery app or play at kylottery.com. You decide where and when you want to play. Play the Kentucky Lottery online, anywhere, anytime. More games, more chances to win. Hey, anytime is playtime. The Kentucky Lottery, fueling more than $4.4 billion in scholarships and grants. And please play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
Today we have two very special guests on our program, introducing Len and Lime.
Hello.
For new Starry Lemon Lime Soda.
Thanks for having us.
What is Starry Lemon Lime Soda?
It's a crisp, clear burst of lemon lime flavor, and it's caffeine-free.
Between us, one of you must be a little more important to Starry than the other. Who is it?
We're both important.
So it could just as easily be Starry Lime Lemon Soda.
No, that doesn't sound right. Oh, I like it. So you saying hip-hop could be hop-hip? Works for me.
New Starry Lemon Lime Soda. Starry hits different.
55-35, Morehead State trails at halftime here at Alabama. The Morehead State women's basketball team will open up its season tomorrow night in Champaign-Urbana against Illinois. That game will tip off at 7 p.m. airtime with Tom Lewis at 6:45. Morehead State men's basketball team back at it on Wednesday, the home opener against Shawnee State of Ohio. Tip-off at Johnson Arena will be 7 p.m., and we'll join you with the broadcast at 6:45 if you can't be here. And you better have a good excuse if you can't be here. I want to hear from your mom or your dad or both of them, or perhaps your Aunt Edna or somebody like that. I want a good reason for you not being here, because this is going to be a very good and an entertaining Morehead State basketball team to watch. It's going to be a lot of fun this year. Morehead State has had three straight 20-win seasons under Preston Spradlin, looking for a fourth. There, they picked to win the Ohio Valley Conference again this year, and this is going to be a fun team to watch play basketball.
Yeah, I think it really will be. And you know what? With the new moving parts that Morehead State has, losing Mark Freeman, they're still trying to find their things. I kind of see how this might be somewhat reminiscent of last year, where in the pre-conference season they kind of took their lumps a couple of times and had a hard time. They kind of went in fits and starts, but once Ohio Valley Conference play started, boy, they really found their stride and played so well.
Yeah, and they got a tough one tonight. And then we didn't mention this, but it will be probably even tougher on Friday night. Morehead State will, after its game against Shawnee State, go back out on the road for a Friday night matchup at number 3 Purdue. And this Purdue ball club is really good. They're ranked 3rd. Many people think that they're the best team in the country right now. We'll see how it all shakes out, but they are extremely talented.
They're extremely talented, and Matt Painter team, so you know they're going to be big, physical, and they're talented. And like you said, they had a couple players last year that could have easily said, okay, we're going to forego it and start making our fortune in the NBA. And they said, no, we don't want to go out that way. They were one of the number one seed. I think they were the overall number one seed of the tournament last year. Fell up a little short, and that left the little bit of a bad taste in a couple mouths that could be making several million this year, and they decided to come back and try it again there at West Lafayette.
Let's go ahead and look at the lineup for Morehead State. It's Ricks, Thelwell, Minix, Lathan, and Thomas. MSU starts with the basketball, as Thelwell has it. For Alabama, Sears, Nelson, Pringle, Griffin, and Estrada. MSU controls in the offensive end. Ricks, high left to Minix, right to left behind him, Lathan. 19 to shoot as Minix controls out front to the right side, and Thomas, he'll wheel to his left and back down the near sideline a ways with 11 to shoot. Spinning, looking, back to Minix to the right of the paint. Minix plays it down with the left hand, turns left, and the crowd puts up a 5-footer, back of the rim, no rebound. Alabama, Pringle has it. Pringle to Estrada, who races to the offensive end into three Eagles and has his pocket picked by Morehead State's Eddie Ricks. Ricks to Thelwell. Thelwell the other way, far side, Minix. Open, he'll shoot the three, it'll rattle down good.
Really nice job by Minix. He got a little shovel pass, got his feet organized, squared up to the basket, and had a really nice-looking jump shot.
MSU under 20 now, in that deficit, 55-38. Oof. And down at the other end, Pringle, on the assist from Griffin, slams it down. He's got 5.
Wasn't sure. Maybe that was Eddie Ricks. It really didn't check him with the body real well, and that left him a wide-open lane as Ricks tried to inbound it and got it smacked right back out of bounds.
Really a nice assist right there by Griffin, who flipped it up on the alley-oop, and it was slammed down by Pringle, who is very athletic. And last year he only averaged about 3.5 points a game, but he may be a whole lot better than that this year. 57-38, early second half, Morehead State trails at Alabama. Thomas works down Estrada from the baseline. He'll come up the far sideline, try to get across the timeline, and does so. Lost the dribble, left to the logo, now needs help and goes on the bounce feed to Thelwell. Thelwell holding on his right hip, plays it down with the left hand, moves to the left hash and back to his right. High left, Ricks, far sideline, Minix. He'll come baseline, take it all the way to the hole with a right hand off the glass and in.
He took a pretty good bump from Pringle, too, right down there in the baseline. Was able to gather himself and still put it up in nice order.
Minix with 13, Sears to the baseline. Right corner, Nelson. He'll take it to the hole. Missed the one-hand tomahawk slam. Rebound ricochets out to Lathan. Lathan coast-to-coast with a scoop, miss. Minix cleans it up, missed the follow-up, and I think we've got a travel.
No, we've got a foul. The foul on the rebound. Minix was a little bit of contact from the backside, and Minix came in and got the foul.
So Minix with foul number 1 of the evening, first foul of the second half on either team. As Alabama gets the basketball, up by 17 with 18-10 to play. Nelson out of the backside. That's a big
6'11 point guard right there, big man.
He'll drop it off to Sears at the logo. Sears on Thelwell, more at man-to-man. He'll drive the wing back out straight away. Open Stevenson for 3, and it's good.
That's really nice action there for Alabama. They came up with a high ball screen top of the top of the key, and then as the ball went over, he just pops out just beyond the arc.
Lead back to 20 for Alabama as Jordan Lathan flips it off high left to Thelwell. He'll turn it right to the top of the key. Now drives into the left block, feeds it high off the glass, off the rim. No, Nelson rips down the board for Alabama. He'll push it up the floor on Ricks at the far sideline. Pushes off on Ricks, gets to the goal, scoops, misses, whistle foul on Ricks.
Nelson's very smooth, too. He was there running kind of shoulder to shoulder with Eddie Ricks, and then he kind of slowed up. Ricks was trying to get possession. He just gave him just the slightest little bump with his left forearm, and then that just gave him that half step he needed, and Eddie just couldn't help but foul him as he went by.
Second foul on Ricks. Second foul on Morehead State in the half. Line left for two. Nelson drains the first one. Nelson now with 12 points in the ball game. Is you talked about Dean last year, averaged almost 18 points a game and 9 rebounds at North Dakota State. Second free throw on the way. High arching shot down the drain it goes.
Puts up a really nice ball, nice arch for a big man. A lot of times big men shoot more of a line drive. His is a really fine arch, or high arch, and a really soft touch.
Trent Scott in the lineup works the dribble and the point to Ricks. Ricks driving right of the key to the block for the baseline. Kicks it out late and near side for three. It'll rattle and go.
Something we see Morehead State do a whole lot of. Go inside and pitch it back out, and Lathan was able to take advantage.
Jordan with eight. 62-43, Sears angles in. Back out, high right, Stevenson for three, nothing but net.
There's another 6'11 kid can shoot the eyes out of it, along with Nelson. Stevenson's put it up two straight where he's looked really, really good and really, really comfortable from a long way from the basket.
Two triples in the half for him, 8 points. Now Scott down the lane, tries to scoop, missed it, knocked down, whistle foul, and he hammered his head on the hardwood. And I think we've got a foul on Alabama.
Yeah, Nelson slid over to block it, and Trent is still down, and I believe you're right, he might have hit his head.
Foul's going to go on Nelson. That will be his first. First of the half on the Crimson Tide, and
players are gathered around, and they're still looking. Nobody from the bench has come out yet. They're trying to give Trent a second to gather himself, because if a trainer or the coaching staff comes out to look at him, he'll have to come out of the ball game. And Trent's still down. He's still in some discomfort.
He may have to come out. Morehead State trailing 65-43 with 16:44 left to play in the contest in Tuscaloosa. I'm Chuck Mraz with Dean Harden. And, yep, they're going to have to attend to Trent Scott.
Big thing. I mean, now
they call it hardwood for a reason.
Yeah, it's a big thing now is not what happens in a ball game right now. Let's make sure Trent Scott's okay. He came flying down. He beat his man, came down the right-hand side of the lane, and Nelson slid over from the left block, and he went up and met him right there at the rim, and there's just a little bit of body contact there. Not a lot, but as Trent Scott was flying through the air, he's kind of like in football, a defenseless player, and there was plenty of body contact there. And you can say, oh, my goodness, we just saw the replay. He hit the back of his head extremely hard.
Yeah, he'll come off, and he's walking off under his own power, and he'll be checked on. I think the Alabama team physician is going to take him down to the dressing room to maybe do some testing on him to make sure he's okay, so Morehead State will have to make a lineup adjustment with Trent Scott leaving.
I believe they got Jerome Morton coming in. Yep.
So again, we hope that Trent's going to be okay and hopefully be able to get back on the floor in this one, and if not this one, the next ball game. So he'll not be able to shoot the free throws after being fouled, so Morehead State will send Eddie Ricks to the line. Alabama, I guess, gets to make that choice, correct, Dean?
Yes, I believe so. I believe that's a college rule.
Ricks with the first one, up and through. Eddie's first point.
Of course, the pro rule, or at least it used to be, if you couldn't shoot him, you went out. You were out for the rest of the ball game.
Ricks nails the second one. Former Tennessee Mr. Basketball finalist from Clarksville looked very comfortable with those two, averaged 24 points a game his senior year.
Morehead State coaching staff is really high on one Mr. Eddie Ricks, the third.
Right side, Nelson, a catch-and-shoot three after the pass from Sears. Missed it. Rebound kicks long to Morehead State's Jerome Morton. He'll take it coast-to-coast with a scoop and a miss. Rebound kicks away. With it, Alabama Estrada. Estrada down the near sideline, trying to get in there on Morton to the goal. Goes baseline straight away out to Griffin. Griffin takes it down the lane. Missed the short shot off the iron as he tried to dunk it, and he was fouled.
Mennix tried to meet him right there at the rim, and Mennix just got him on the forearm.
Riley Mennix with his second foul, third on Morehead State. And at the line for Alabama, Ryland Griffin, 3 points in the ballgame on a first-half triple, now has four as he knocks down the first charity toss. His team up 66-45. He'll try to add to that lead with his next free throw, right-hand push, and it's in. 67-45, the lead back to 22 for Bama. Some backcourt pressure on Lathan as Sears comes up to body him. Now he backs off as Lathan fronts him, coming across the timeline between the circles to Minix high right. Minix angles in, kick out near sideline. Morton, he'll drive the angle, tries to put up a shot, blocked by Stevenson, stuffed in his face. Ricks controls, though, after he picked it off of the baseline to Lathan. Lathan left the lane, and he got tied up and fouled.
I mean, there was tons of contact as he went across from the elbow across into the lane. There was tons of it. And I believe they got
Nelson.
Nelson?
Yeah. Second foul on Nelson, second on Alabama, and that takes us to immediate timeout. 15:51 left to go in the ballgame in Tuscaloosa. Number 24, Alabama 67, Morehead State 45. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
If you're building or buying a new home, congratulations. We're one of your neighbors, and we can help. We're First Federal Savings and Loan, 211 West Main Street in Morehead. We've helped a lot of neighbors with purchases, refinancing, and construction lending. We'll find you the right loan, the best rate, and guide you through the entire process. Call us at 784-4187. Welcome to your new home. Let First Federal Savings and Loan help. After all, that's what neighbors are for. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Subject to credit approval. NMLS number 657533.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine in, carry out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids menu. On Wing It Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy four styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
There's just something about home. Whether it's getting home at the end of the day, being greeted by your dog or kids, or sitting on the front porch visiting with friends and neighbors, there's no place like home. We love hometown community events and the special people who make this region home to each of us. That's the background to Hinton Mills Homegrown Feed. Hinton Mills Feed is made fresh in our meals daily and sourced with many ingredients grown by local farmers. Our feed is made with care by familiar faces, especially for you, our friends at home. Fresh, local, Hinton Mills.
Well, Morehead State down 67-45 to Alabama down in Tuscaloosa. The Crimson Tide last year, 31 victories. Their average margin of victory, 11 points, which is pretty impressive all by itself. And Morehead State trying to hang in there and maybe get back in this game, but they're down by 22 with 15:51 to go, Dean, and somehow they've got to find a way to slow down this Alabama bunch offensively.
I mean, this bunch has been just so impressive. Wouldn't you say hitting 59% still for the ball game? And, you know, I don't think Morehead State's played terrible defense. They've had some lapses, certainly. But Morehead State is, they're battling, they're competing. And we talked about it during the break. When you come out and you spot this kind of a ball club 9-0 out from the gate, and they shoot over 70% for more than a quarter of this game, it can get out of hand pretty quick. And you know, we talked about it at halftime. We're down 28 to half. Let's see if we can just erase what happened and see if you can win the second half. So far, Morehead State's down 2.
At the line to our right is Morehead State's Jordan Lathan. First free throws of the season for Jordan. First one up, lip of the rim and a miss. He's got 8 points in the ballgame thus far. Lathan, his last season at Milwaukee averaged about 7.5 points a game. Second one up by Jordan, and he missed that one off the back of the rim. Rebound, Nelson for Alabama. He'll do it himself down across the timeline to the right wing. In on Ricks, and back out he goes straight away. Stevenson. Stevenson holding with 18 to shoot, near wing to Estrada. Estrada penetrates on Lathan, got to the baseline to the goal, feeds up the one-hander, missed the shot, but drew the foul on MSU's Jordan Lathan. And that's Lathan's first foul of the ball game, fourth on Morehead State in the second stanza.
Yeah. Estrada just got a half a step on Lathan and was able just to then just bully his way to the bucket, and Lathan Jordan couldn't do much else with it other than just try to stay with him as best he could.
Shot clock rewound to 20. Estrada baseline inbound, throws it all the way out to Stevenson. Stevenson holds. Alley-oop inside, and another foul on Morehead State. I think that Nelson was being held.
Yeah, Morton was down there battling with him, the freshman Morton. Winchester, George Rogers Clark product.
His second foul. Really good player.
He is, and Morehead State coach is glad to have him. They like him. They like his help. He's very hard-nosed.
Stevenson's set shot three from the wing, missed it. Rebound, Morehead State. Eagles have it. Thomas back across. It goes to Ricks. Ricks from Morton takes it to the lane to the baseline with a left-hand scoop and score off the glass.
Very nice little quick drop step by Eddie Ricks, and he found himself a wide-open lane. Very aggressive, just went, took it.
There's a shot put up and missed by Alabama. Fight for the rebound. Sears came up with it, goes to the baseline, gets it to a trailer who scores the layup. I think that was Stevenson.
I believe it was. And Stevenson launched from the top of the key and then just wasn't, and Morehead State wasn't able on the miss to really box him out, and he had a wide open lane for a pass.
Ricks for three, high left, trying to answer at the other end, missed it. Nelson, the rebound, fell down and somehow got the ball to Sears. Sears on the drive to the right of the lane. High left, Stevenson. He'll penetrate on Ricks. Kick it back toward the corner. Nelson leaps and catches with one hand. Nelson trying to back his man down. Near side of the lane to the paint. Turns it down low. Wide open for the baseline right dunk is Stevenson.
Yeah, Stevenson came on a backdoor cut from the weak side. And Morehead State had their heads turned and weren't accounting for him coming on that baseline cut.
He's got 10 second half points, 12 points for the game now, Stevenson. Ricks the other way for Morehead State. Far side to Thomas and out to Thelwell. Drew to the right elbow and back out. Now starting in down the paint, the runner off the glass, spins out of the hole, no good, knocked down foul, I think. Alabama will be sending him to the free throw line.
Well, that shot did everything but go down. It went all the way around the rim and halfway again.
Trying to pick up who that foul was on. Maybe you can pick it up.
I'm looking.
Morehead State will have it with a baseline inbound with a new 20 on the shot clock.
Stevenson
with his second. Alabama with two fouls and a half. High left, Minix tries to get in there, can't do it, and kicks it high left back to Thomas and back to Minix on the bounce. Minix fights at the goal, baseline left, lays it up and in with the right hand.
I like the little move. He kind of gave Stevenson just a little bit of a subtle hook. That gave him just enough room to get it up on the glass.
Minix with 15, left corner, Nelson. Nelson in on Ricks to the paint, turns, scoops, misses, offensive rebound by Pringle, and there was a foul before that, and I think maybe it was Ricks.
Nice. Riley Minix went right up on Nelson. He's given up 3 or 4 inches there, but he met him at the rim and blocked it, but in the process, he's going to pick up a personal foul.
Number three. Morehead State with 16 fouls in the second half. Line left for two is Nelson, the first one up and right down the two. Nelson with 14 points. At the line, he's 6 of 6. Second one up, right through again. 15 now for Nelson, 73-49 Alabama.
That's a really nice stroke from the big man, 6'11". 13, very softly.
13:15 to play as Thelwell clears the line. Wide left, high right. Ricks backing out. Near side to Morton. Right block extended. Minix turns right into a double team. Floats up a five-footer. Spins out. No. Rebound to Nelson. Knocked away by Ricks, who nearly stole it from behind but lost it at the MSU bench.
I don't mind that play, though, by Minix, because he had a little bit of a mismatch. He was matched up there with Latrell Reitzel down on the short corner, so that's a size mismatch for Minix. He just couldn't get it to go down.
13 minutes to play, in Alabama by 24. Crimson Tide with the basketball. Morehead State dropping inside the half-court line to defend. Nelson dump inside to Pringle. Spin move, puts it up, missed it. Floor rebound, battle for. Big pileup. And Minix comes up with a basketball, still wrestling around with it, got it away, and finally Thelwell coming down the floor. Euro step, missed the shot, drew the foul.
Lots of bodies down on the other in the middle of the paint on the other end of the floor. It was a huge scramble.
And again, I'll need your help on the foul.
There were two players there, and I don't know who they got.
It looked like it might have been Pringle.
I believe you're right.
First free throw by Drew Thelwell. He'll rattle it down good. He's got 7 points.
Oh, they got Mark Sears.
Mark Sears, his second foul. 4 fouls and a half now for Alabama. Thelwell waiting for his second charity toss. Free throw line to our right. Takes his time, looks up, off the rim a couple of times and a miss.
Well, it bounced all over the rim. I thought it couldn't not go down.
Alabama comes up with a rebound and comes the other way. Sears left of the logo, starting forward to the hash, down the near sideline, driving to the block. Ball knocked away, out of bounds baseline. Good defensive play by George Marshall.
Sure was.
To stop the Sears drive.
Because Alabama had just basically cleared the left side of the floor out to go up against Marshall, and Sears is probably their best player, and Marshall took it right to him.
15 to shoot as Alabama inbounds from the baseline. Pringle at the far sideline. Got it to the cutting Stevenson. He's cut off, flips it out. Sears the three, drains it, but I don't think it's going to count.
No, I think that was before the shot.
Another foul, Morehead State. With 12:19 to play.
Khalil Thomas, they give with the foul.
Thomas is third. Morehead State seventh, so into the bonus goes Alabama.
Boy, early.
Coming in for Alabama, Muhammad Diabati. He replaces Stevenson.
Stevenson's played well this half.
Walters at the line, the big lefty with the first free throw. It's good. Sam Walters, a 6'10 freshman at 198 pounds. He stretches those 198 pounds quite a bit on that frame of his. His third point of the ball game makes it 74-50. Pushes up the next free throw. In and out, no. Fight for the rebound, and I think we've got a push on Pringle. We do.
I believe you're right.
Pringle will pick up his third foul. 5 fouls on Alabama. Minix will be the Morehead State inbounder to go left to right 94 feet. Ball comes in to Drew Thelwell on the hop. Thelwell one-on-one with Reitzel down the middle across the timeline, runs to the right arc, flips it back out to Ayemi. Between the circles, left to right, Thomas for the basketball. Around the right to Thelwell. Skips it right of the lane. Minix trying to back down his man. Walters turns to his left. Got tied up. Hit the shot, but it won't count. It'll be a foul on Walters before the shot. Number 6 on Alabama.
Minix is giving up a couple of inches to Walters, who's just a freshman. But he's got a little bit more bulk, and he's got a lot more experience. And you can see it right there. He used it very, very well.
We have a media timeout on the floor. 11:58 to play in the ballgame in Tuscaloosa. Alabama 74, Morehead State 50. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Rake in the savings as prices are falling on Allen's IGA. Just a few of the many savings you'll find this week include USDA Fresh Lean Store Ground Chuck, only $3.99 a pound. Five ripe avocados are just $5. And the large 16-ounce cans of Bush's Best Beans are four for only $5. Falling prices at Allen's IGA, downtown Moorhead. Visit Allen's website for money-saving coupons. IGA.
Your mission, should you decide to accept it, is to find the best place to get a quick loan, the best place to buy or sell a firearm, the best place to buy jewelry, the lowest prices on cell phones, laptop computers, televisions, and much more. The best place to buy fishing gear, the place with 10-month layaway that's open 7 days a week for your convenience. Your mission is to visit Bypass Pawn in Moorhead, Kentucky. This message will self-destruct.
When you're hungry before or after the game, make your way to Wendy's on Main Street in Moorhead. Wendy's has the best old-fashioned hamburgers, fixed just the way you like them, and served hot and fresh. Or try one of their delicious chicken items, like the homestyle chicken sandwiches. If you get a craving for a Frosty, chili, or the freshest salad, Wendy's is the place. Open every night till 1 a.m. to serve you. That's Wendy's, Main Street, Moorhead.
Morehead State trailing at number 24, Alabama, with 11:58 left to play in the ballgame by a score of 74-50. Shooting numbers, Alabama still at 56.4%, Morehead State at 43.2% overall. From three-point land, MSU 5 of 16, Alabama even at 50% at 10 of 20. Morehead 7 of 12 at the line for Alabama, 20 of 22, 95.2%. Morehead State with the basketball on the offensive end. Minix left of the lane, backing Pringle to the block. Throws it cross-court right side. Catch and shoot three for Thelwell. Swish.
Pretty nice. They just gave it an ISO action to Minix, and then they just spot for other four players just outside, arrayed all the way around the arc, and he pitched it across court, and Drew drained it.
74-53, Alabama up offensive end. Estrada turns. Left-hand scoop. Missed it side of the rim. Rebound tapped away out of bounds. I think Minix got a piece of it last, so it will be Bama basketball.
Yeah, Morehead State a little lucky there, actually, as George Marshall slipped and Estrada wasn't able to take advantage of it.
Inbounding Estrada, 19 to shoot as the ball cleared out side the left hash to Diabati. Diabati driving inside the lane, spins, fires, misses, got his own rebound, put it back up, missed it as he's knocked down, whistle foul. This might be Minix again.
It was. Minix knocked him down on the rebounding action.
Fourth foul on Riley Minix. Riley's had a good ball game, especially offensively. 15 points to lead the team.
Also has team honors with four rebounds.
Line left, Diabati will shoot two. Has yet to score in this contest. 11:15 to play. Lefty puts up the first one up and in. I don't know if I've seen a team with more left-handers than Alabama.
We got a bunch. I noticed that a little while ago.
Diabati bounces it a few times. Now launches, and the second free throw will rim and go. 76-53 Alabama. Morehead State with the basketball. Thelwell from three-quarter court. Checked all the way up by Estrada. Runs it high right. Skips it back out front to Ayemi. Down the near side to Marshall. And out it goes and knocked away. And Marshall somehow got it back toward the corner. Back along the right sideline to the hash. And Thelwell, and now what?
Not sure if it was, wasn't a shot clock violation. I think they might have called one of the Alabama players on the line when he touched the basketball.
Okay. Morehead State has it. 28 to shoot. Right hash inbound Marshall. Right of the logo on the skip feed. Thelwell. High left. To Ayemi. To Thelwell near side. Straight away Thomas. The long three. Left it short. Free throw line rebound and put back by Marshall. That jumper wouldn't go. Pringle board for Alabama. Here they come down the floor. Estrada to Griffin, to the hole. Fakes, lays it up and in on the wraparound.
Well, Griffin just played bully ball against George Marshall that trip. Marshall giving up some size, and Griffin just went right into his frame.
Seven now for Griffin, 78-53 Alabama. Ricks, high left, gives it off to Ayemi. Far side, Thelwell for three as he sets his feet. Off the iron, off the glass, and Rebound cleared away. Griffin down the floor, Diabati to the block, to the goal, feeds it up. Off the glass, spins out. No whistle foul, Morehead State. Is that Thelwell?
I couldn't tell. And don't look at those. The live stats are down right now in Tuscaloosa. They're not refreshing.
It's the ninth team foul on Morehead State. That we do know.
Yeah.
If it was on Drew Thelwell, it would be his first. Alabama with 16 fouls in the half. Line left to shoot 1+1, or is Diabati who cans the first one. All of his points at the line, he's 3 of 3 there. 10-10 to play.
It's opening night.
Diabati with the next one. Floats it up. Missed it. Battle on the rebound. Alabama came up with it. And now a foul on Morehead State. On that rebound, as Pringle took it away from a couple of Eagles and someone reached in and fouled him. 10th Morehead State foul. We'll have to pick up the fouls.
Looked like that was Ayemi.
If it was Ayemi, that would be his third.
He was battling down there underneath with Pringle. And it looked like he just reached in, got him a whole lot of forearm of Pringle.
79-53, Alabama matching its biggest lead of the ballgame, 26 points. Pringle, line left, shoots two. First one up, clank, no. Too strong. Pringle with 5 points. Hit his only other free throw in the ballgame. Takes his time, launches the second one. High off the back of the rim and a miss. A rebound toward the right corner off the hardwood. Chased down by Ricks for Morehead State. Eagles head down the floor, trailing by 26 with 10 minutes to play. Between the circles, Ricks. High left. Thomas bounces the ball off his foot. Alabama comes up with a long feed down the floor. The drive, the layup, and a miss, and a foul on Morehead State on that missed fast break layup.
Yeah, Jordan Lathan just pretty much gave up the body on that one, and might have been just better off letting it go, but at least he didn't allow the player to hit an easy layup with an easy and one.
That was Diabati. And the second foul on Lathan. 10th Morehead State foul, so Alabama from here on out into the double bonus.
Diabati's very athletic, 6'7". Boy, he was running the floor very well.
Again, the left-hander with a free throw and a miss as he left it short off the front of the rim. His first miss after three makes. Diabati will take his time, bounce it a few times, and fire it up again. Good on this next one. 80-53, biggest Alabama lead at 27 points. Morehead State trying to get out of the backcourt. That's Lathan across the line on Diabati. To his left, to his right. To the right block to the goal with a scoop. Miss tapped up. No, by Ricks. That won't go. Now the ball off a couple of bodies. Out of bounds toward the right corner. Last touch by Nelson of Alabama. So Morehead State will get it.
Give Ayemi a lot of credit. He kept that alive off the glass. The original mess, and he kept it alive and then just wouldn't give up on the play. Morehead State will get the possession. Well, I guess not. They're going to give it to Alabama.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they switched it up. So the Tide up by 27, head down on the attack. 80-53 the score. There's a Euro step and a move toward the goal and a foul on Morehead State, and this is Diabati again.
It was a pick-em foul. Either it was Lathan or Khalil Thomas looked like he was in there.
Yeah, again, we're lacking computer stats right now because it's down at Tuscaloosa. And Diabati, we do know, is getting two free throws. First one up on the way, and he banks it. Well, I'll tell you what, it's not about style, it's about result.
It's a line drive in the box score.
Yeah, 5 of 6 at the line for Diabate.
Just about everything they've thrown up has gone in tonight, too. And that's not just being sour grapes. They have just shot the lights out.
Second free throw on the way. That misses. Minix fights for the rebound. Players going down, and there's a tangle up at the baseline and a tie-up in the possession light to Alabama. .923 left to play, and it's all Alabama right now at 81-53, and we've got a timeout called, and being a 30-second timeout, we'll keep it here. Now, for Morehead State, Dean, the key is to just keep battling and just keep pressing and keep pushing the action as much as you can. Just keep playing, and now the officials are going over for a review at the video table. Take a look at what's going on.
Well, it looked like to me the Alabama player was Diabate, I believe, that was down there battling on the along the baseline. And looked like he had control of the basketball, or at least he was touching the basketball. And, well, yeah, he had control of it and went to a knee. That's a travel.
And he was tied up by Eddie Ricks along with another Morehead State player.
And that was Pringle, not Diabate.
Pringle, yeah.
But you can see
George Marshall over there for Morehead State.
Yeah, George is battling with him, and he had control of the basketball, and his knee hit, so I believe that should be a travel.
And then Pringle gave Marshall kind of an elbow as he was coming up out of the pileup.
That's what they're looking at from the, as we saw it on the replay, that's what they're looking at on the monitor. You can see it right here as he's getting ready to stand up. It didn't really look like much to me.
Was that just inadvertent? It's hard to tell from this angle.
What happened was the back of Pringle's head got hit George Marshall right in the grill.
Yeah, that'll wake you up.
Or put you out.
Yeah. We talked about from here, Morehead State at home on Wednesday night at Johnson Arena for the home opener against Shawnee State at 7 p.m. and the women playing tomorrow night their season opener at Illinois. That's a 7 p.m. game, airtime 6:45 with Tom Lewis. We're still talking it over. I think, to be honest with you, that looked inadvertent, that he was not trying to hit George Marshall, but maybe they were seeing something on the replay that we didn't see.
I'm kind of thinking the same way, but
they're looking at a possible flagrant one.
They're doing a lot of pointing and going back and forth, so we're going to have something here.
One of the officials will come over. I think it's Jason Baker who's talking with Nate Oates, the Alabama coach. Another official went over to speak with.
He just made a signal to Nate Oates, and like there was an elbow thrown. So we're going to see some free throws. And
looks like Lucas Santos went over to speak to Preston Spradlin about the situation.
Yeah,
that left elbow came up and nailed George Marshall. We can see it much better on this replay here.
And this replay we're seeing,
right in the forehead.
That replay we're seeing, I thought the back of his head hit George, but when Pringle came up, he actually threw the elbow back behind him and caught George pretty good. That's definitely a flagrant one.
And once again, that would be, if it's on Pringle, his fourth foul. And for us, we continue to go without the computer stats that have been down for quite some time from Crimson Tide sports information staff. Pringle's coming out.
Pringle will be out.
And to our right, Riley Minix to shoot free throws for Morehead State. Hits the first one. He's got 16 points. And the second free throw rolls around off the glass and goes in. Makes them both. Now they're back up. And we'll have to check the foul situation when we get our next timeout in terms of the individual fouls. Alabama with, I think, 17 fouls now. Warren State gets the basketball down 81-55. Lathan has it after the inbound from Ricks. He'll come up on Estrada right down the middle across the timeline and through the logo. Runs toward the right wing and high right, back out to his left between the circles. Wide right, Ricks back to Lathan. Lathan back to Ricks, top of the key, back behind him, left to right forward Lathan. Nine to shoot. Jordan still playing down. Backs out. Fade away three. Uh-oh. High rebound. Cleared off Morehead State. I think that was Morton who took it off and scored it on the putback, and he did. First 2 points is a Morehead State Eagle for Jerome Morton.
Nice looking play by Jerome that time. Came in, got a good strong offensive rebound, took it right back up, put it in the hole.
Alabama offensive end, and now we've got something else, an illegal screen against Alabama with 8:44 to go. So another foul on the Tide. That'll be number eight. Or number seven, rather. Five-second call it was, not a foul.
Okay, five-second.
Ricks out front. High left, Lathan. Looking, far side, Morton. Left block, off to Minix. Double team there and trap. Cross court, near side, Marshall. Taps to the right corner, Ricks. Ricks driving the baseline to the hole. Wrap around, left hand layup, got it.
Nice little play by George Marshall. Got it on a cross court pass and just didn't catch it. Just tipped it over to Eddie Ricks. And Ricks able to drive baseline with a reverse layup left-handed.
6 points in the ball game for Ricks. Morehead down, 81-59. The other way, here comes Alabama. Reitzel to the hole. Missed the short shot. Rebound tapped to the far corner. Estrada knocked away, stolen by Marshall. All the way down the floor. He's got a floater left to the lane. That's Morton to the hole. He scores.
Jerome Morton could have easily picked up the and one, too. There was some contact there.
7:47 to go. Down at the other end, we've got a basket scored by Alabama. And I'm thinking
that's Estrada.
Estrada, yeah.
He just played bully ball, too. He went in there and put his shoulder right into the frame of Marshall and said, don't get in my way. I'm going to the hole.
Far side three ball put up and missed by Morton. Ball bounces off the rim, over the glass, and out of bounds. It's Bama basketball, and we'll talk about it when we come back as we have a timeout on the floor. 7:26 left to play in this game in Tuscaloosa, 83-61. Alabama leads Morehead State here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When a catastrophe strikes with your car or truck windshield, you'll want to do the right thing by calling Right Way Auto Glass in Morehead. They're local, and you'll be talking with a real person. Right Way Auto Glass is a preferred provider for all insurance companies. Right Way can provide same or next day service, and all work comes with a lifetime workmanship warranty. And the best news, the replacement glass and installation is free with your full or comprehensive insurance. Can't come to the Morehead shop? No problem. They'll come to you. Right Way Auto Glass of Morehead, serving Eastern Kentucky. Have your glass installed the right way.
Whitaker Bank is dedicated to providing exceptional banking experiences to our fellow Kentuckians. This is Lisa Kidd, Morehead Area Operations Officer. I'm proud to call Morehead home and love meeting my fellow Kentuckians. Community is at the heart of what we do, and I look forward to helping you along your financial journey. So stop in and let us put our experience and customer service to work for you. Whitaker Bank is uniquely Kentucky. Member FDIC and equal housing lender.
We're still working on the foul situation as we come back. We're getting it finally straightened out, Dean. Looks like we've got Walters with one, Stevenson also with one. So, see, team fouls right now in the second half. Got a number on that.
Trying to find it. Seven, it's 12-7. Morehead State 12. Alabama 7.
Okay. So Morehead State trailing in Alabama. 83-61. The lead had gone up to 27 for the Crimson Tide a few moments ago, but the Eagles fighting back now, back within 22. But the time to make a comeback and try to get back in this ball game is winding down. Only 7:26 left to play in this game.
Yeah, you know, and again, we talked about it coming out of the break at halftime. You know, the whole key is you're trying to win this half. You know, that's what you're trying to do. Alabama's absolutely cooled off in this half. If you can call 47% shooting from the field as cooling off, and it certainly has. You're still shooting over almost 56% from the from the field for the ball game. And like we talked about, it came out so hot. And this is going to be a fun team to watch for SEC fans coming down the stretch. Nelson is in his debut in Alabama after transferring from North Dakota State. Played extremely well with 17 points.
And this is an Alabama team that we talked about that lost four starters from last year's 31-win team and only brought back three players from that ball club.
Right.
And still, though, they're showing that they have the ability to be or the potential to be very good this season.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they've done a really, really good job of recruiting. They've got some freshmen coming in that look to me to be very, very talented. Diabate has played very well tonight. We've seen Sam Walters come in, and he's been playing pretty well himself. And so then they've hit the transfer portal and gotten, you know, Waggy and Estrada, who is an absolute sniper. And so, you know, that's pretty good things going on in Tuscaloosa.
Griffin the other way, drives baseline left of the hole, wraps it around with the right hand and scores the layup. Ryland Griffin now with 9 points in the contest. MSU trailing 85-61 to the Crimson Tide with about 7 minutes to play as Lathan plays it down on the hop up top to Thelwell. Thelwell toward the right elbow, kicks it wide left to Thomas. Back to Thelwell, near side for three, swish.
Drew Thelwell, that little kind of set push shot that he's pretty good at, but he gets it off pretty quickly, and he's been playing very, very well with that the last couple of years.
Second Morehead State player in the double figures. Minix leads with 17, now Thelwell with 13. As Nelson, another drive baseline right with a tomahawk one-hand jam. Puts it down hard.
That was some authority right there.
Yeah, he posterized a Morehead State player inside. Thelwell across the line, works on Reitzel. To Lathan coming right to left to the top of the key. Lathan on the move to the right block. Trapped as he got to the baseline. Pass inside to Ricks. Tried to put it up off the bottom of the glass. Nobody was fouled.
Yeah, I believe they're going to get... It looked like Sears under there that got him.
Sears with his third. Team foul number 8 on the Crimson Tide. This should be a two-shot foul situation.
Yeah.
That was Iemi down at the other end who Nelson went right over the top of to dunk. We saw the replay a moment ago, and Nelson is just a very impressive player.
Yep. I mean, he's showing very quickly that he's got the game to play Power 5 basketball.
19 points for Nelson, by the way, in the game. 6:12 to play. Alabama has three players in double figures. Nelson leads with 19. It's Stevenson and Sears, each with 12. Check that. They've got one more, Estrada, who's got 16. Morehead State with two players in twin figures. Minix with 17. Thelwell with 13. MSU for the game, shooting about 44% to 56.5% for Alabama.
Tony Green is over there looking at the monitor. Not sure what
they're trying to call a goaltend right here.
Hook and hold is what they're looking at. They're looking at Sears on a hook and hold.
Alabama, by the way, is taking the rebounding lead for the game at 32-26. In terms of turnovers, 12 apiece in this ball game. The two teams.
Yeah, Iemi was in there and battling for it, and Sears came up and he was coming in and. I believe they did call for a hook and hold on Sears. Have to wait and see.
Morehead State's Zach Iemi will be at the free throw line. This guy's got some pretty good size. 6'9", 260 pounds.
Yeah, he's a physical specimen. He's not fat either. He's solid.
He's just a big, solid guy. Looks like a tight end.
He does. Big guy.
Free throw up and good. Iemi with point number 4 and about to shoot a second free throw. Looks up, pops it, missed it, back of the rim. Rebound, Nelson for Alabama as they clear the timeline, and he'll drive down coast to coast, scoop it up, score it, and he's fouled.
Well, he just went right straight at Iami, and Iami just couldn't do anything about it. Grant Nelson is making his introductions to the Crimson Tide faithful.
He's got 21 points and a free throw yet to come. Fouls on Lathan.
They got Lathan.
His third. Free throw up and in for Nelson. He's got 22 points. 90-65 Alabama, 6:06 to go. Nelson is 6 of 11 from the field, 8 of 8 from the free throw line.
That'll absolutely get it done.
Lathan down central across the timeline. On Estrada, works it high left and back out to Ricks. Ricks to Lathan, coming around behind him to the far side, back to Ricks. Ricks plays it down, tries to spin, get to the lane to the far corner. It goes to Thomas. Thomas jump stop, lost the ball in the lane, stolen by Alabama. Sears with it, comes across the line, took a hip check from Jordan Lathan, who picks up a foul.
Not sure Jordan could have gotten out of his way to avoid the foul if he tried to. Sears was coming in a hurry, and he spun right it back around into him to force the whistle.
So they've got Minix with four fouls, Iami with four fouls, Lathan now with three, Ricks with three, and Thomas with three. Sears with a free throw with a left hand, it's in. Sears with 13 points, 6 of 7 at the free throw line.
He's a good-looking player, isn't he?
Next free throw on the way, left it short and missed. Minix the board for Morehead State. Riley can't get across the line, drops it back instead to Thelwell. 91-65, Morehead State down with 5.5 to go. Thelwell toward the right wing and back out to Minix. Minix on the move toward the left wing. Bounce sideline to Thomas, and out it goes to Jordan Lathan. They work against a zone, it looks like, right now for Alabama.
Another sagging man.
Sagging man, and now Lathan high left for three. Spins out of the cylinder, no good. Alabama another rebound, and coming down the floor, the Crimson Tide. And through the hole for the basket, can't pick up the number on the
Weitzel.
Player. Weitzel, and Reitzel with his fourth and fifth points. 95-65, rather 93-65, Alabama by 28. Jordan Lathan in the offensive end. Works it at the right hash, keeping his dribble there off a double screen up top, comes left over the head of the key. Down low Minix, wrap around with the left hand. Oh, he missed the layup. Boy, he was all by himself and couldn't complete the deal. Reitzel the other way. Got it to Nelson, and guess what? He scored again on the layup. 95-65, Alabama by 30. Nelson has absolutely had his way here in the second half.
He sure has, and Morehead State will get a timeout.
And they may make this a full timeout with 4.5 to play in the ballgame.
Yep.
They do, and we'll step aside. 4:30 left to go in the ballgame in Tuscaloosa. At Coleman Coliseum, it's Alabama, number 24 in the country, 95, Morehead State 65. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Gateway Cycles at Mount Sterling has CF Moto side-by-sides built to fit any job, shed, or budget. The new U-Force lineup of hard-working machines feature the perfect model for your needs. Like the U-Force 600 series, perfect for any farm, cabin, or ranch. With a 580cc engine and powerful winch, you can't go wrong with this workhorse. How about the U-Force 1000 featuring a three-person bench? Take your family and friends on this one. No matter what U-Force machine you choose, you've got a work partner that can handle their own. Stop by Gateway Cycles in Mount Sterling, GatewayCycles.com.
Looking for convenience that fits your busy lifestyle? Look no further than Clark's Pump and Shop. At Clark's Pump and Shop, we have everything you need right when you need it. Want a good cup of coffee to kickstart your day? We've got it. Snacks and treats for an afternoon pick-me-up? We've got that too. And don't forget, we're your one-stop shop for top-quality fuel. Clark's Pump and Shop, Morehead, Winchester, Flemingsburg, West Liberty, and Vanceburg. Return, refresh, refuel. Clark's Pump and Shop.
There's a new flavor coming out of the Hardee's Craft Kitchen. Nashville Hot Chicken. Juicy 100% white meat chicken dipped in buttermilk, hand-breaded and seasoned to bring the heat. Try the crispy, spicy goodness in chicken tenders on a famous Hardee's made-from-scratch biscuit or a sandwich. Breakfast, lunch, or dinner, Hardee's new Nashville Hot Hand-Breaded Chicken is goodness in the making. For limited time at participating restaurants, exclusions may apply by time of day.
.95-65 Morehead State trails at Alabama with 4:15 left to play. Riley Minix just missed a layup for Morehead State. He took it to the hole, was partially blocked. And the ball actually stuck between the goal and the glass, and so Alabama should get the basketball. They have the possession light. Alabama right now, 7 of its last 7 from the field. Has the basketball heading to the offensive end. 95-67 the score. Reitzel on the move to the right. Elbow wide left to Griffin. Griffin circles out front on Thomas. Driving on Khalil to the right block. Jump stop there. Dump inside. Got it off to Waggy, who scored the layup.
Alabama's just playing bully ball right now against Morehead State. Looked like Morehead State might be tiring a little bit. Alabama's a big physical team, and they've been having their way here the last, what, 3-4 minutes.
97-67, Alabama. Here's a pass by Lathan, batted back in his face by Muhammad Waggy.
There was a foul away from the basketball down here. I believe they got, I couldn't tell Reitzel on the baseline. So Reitzel, he was really battling underneath, so Morehead State gets a little break there.
We have another timeout on the floor with 3:41 to play. 97-67. Alabama leads Morehead State. This is the Eagle Sports Network.
Are you having trouble with your Medicare benefits cards, such as utilities, grocery, and over-the-counter? The Porter Group Medicare Resource Center is here to help you with those issues. Call us at 606-780-1387, and we will be glad to help you with your plan perks, diabetic supplies, prepaid cards, and more. That's 606-780-1387. Find us online at PorterGroupInsurance.com.
Hothead Salon in Pinecrest Plaza, Morehead, is the official hair salon of Morehead State Athletics. Men, women, and children, Hotheads makes everyone look their best, and walk-ins are always welcome. Hotheads is an integrity scruple salon and carries only the best hair care products. Call 784-4688 for an appointment. That's 784-H-O-T-T. Or drop in and see Beverly and her staff. The doors open at 10 a.m. Monday through Saturday for your convenience. Hotheads Salon in Morehead. Like them on Facebook.
Line X of Morehead is your source for Line X protective coatings and now your source for Value Guard undercoating. Value Guard is a military-grade material that offers superior protection for any vehicle. First, they clean and condition the surface, fog all body cavities, then apply Value Guard undercoating to your vehicle. Platinum Series Line X bed coatings are also available. Line X of Morehead, just off I-64, exit 133. Online at linexofmorehead.com.
Morehead State down with 3:41 left to go at Alabama, 97-67. Alabama just shot the lights out, just too big, too quick, too athletic tonight. Morehead State has given its best effort, but the Crimson Tide just too strong. We'll go ahead and step aside for 10 seconds and station identification on the Eagle Sports Network.
You're in tune to Ivy, 96.3 FM, WIVY Morehead, the flagship station of Morehead State University Athletics.
Well, Morehead State trying to at least, make a run here late. Dean, try to make it respectable, get some work done. I mean, work on some things that they need moving forward. It's very early in the season. This is a roster with a lot of new faces trying to come together. And you know what? This is a team that has some talent. I'm talking about NSU.
Oh, yeah. Alabama's going to do this to some teams, and it's not just Morehead State. Morehead State ran into a buzzsaw from the get-go,
and they put themselves in a hole. Alabama put them in a hole. They didn't put themselves in a hole. And but again, this is just a very long, lean, talented, fast, very good shooting team.
Griffin goes up and under for the scoop layup. Missed a rebound. Tap long toward the top of the key. Now toward the left corner it goes. And Griffin has it again. Straight away to Davin Cosby. Cosby off to Reitzel. He'll go left block. Put up a shot blocked away by Eddie Ricks.
It's two freshmen going after each other.
97-67 with 3:08 to go. Good block right there. Good timing on the jump, too, and nice work in avoiding a foul.
And actually, that wasn't on Cosby. That was on Reitzel, and Reitzel's been around the block a little bit. He's a senior. Good job by Eddie Ricks. And he kind of alluded to it a little earlier. The coaching staff are very, very high on the young man from Clarksville. They think he's going to be a really good one here at Morehead State.
Well, Morehead State has used 10 players so far tonight. You've got Nelson with 24 points, Estrada with 16, Stevenson with 12 for Alabama tonight. Morehead State being led in scoring by Riley Minix with 19 points. Drew Thelwell also in double figures. He has 13. Alabama starting to go to its bench a little bit more liberally late in the ballgame, up by 30. Reitzel left hash inbound toward the near corner. Griffin spins and fires a three. Missed it. Rebound tapped to the far side. Alabama comes up with it again. They'll reset. The right side of the lane. Ball knocked loose. Morehead State with it. Thomas down the floor. Lathan. Right angle drive to the hole. Blocked from behind and a foul.
Morehead State bench asking for goaltending.
Foul is going to go on Reitzel. His second.
It's trailing team the play. Trailing the play was Waggy. He came up to hit and made the block after the whistle was blown, and I'm not sure that ball didn't hit the glass before Waggy hit the ball.
At the line, Lathan with two free throws makes the first. Jordan trying to go into double figures. He's got 9 points. MSU in the double bonus. Second free throw also rattled down good. 10 points now for Lathan. 97-69, 2:48 to play. Reitzel at the near wing. Pops it back out to Walters. Driving on Rick, spins to his left, turns, puts it up and in from short range, and he's fouled up. Nope, he's not fouled.
That's a really nice move by Walters, too. Very quick feet, nice little spin.
Walters with 5 in Morehead State. Down by 30, plays offense. Ricks, high left to Ayemi. Back behind him. Jordan Lathan, he'll drive, scoop, score. So Lathan with 12. 99-71, 2:10 to play. Alabama again takes it back to the paint. Griffin gets in there and puts up the running one-hander and missed it, but a foul on MSU. Khalil Thomas.
Yeah, I was going to say Khalil Thomas was over there.
And for Thomas, that will be foul 4. Eagles have 3 players with 4. Thomas, Minix, and Ayemi. Free throw up and in. For Griffin, he'll shoot a second. Griffin will take his time at the free throw line. Finally gets the ball from the official. Alabama with 100 points now, up 171, make it 101-71 as Griffin goes into double figures with 10, 2:08 to play. They'll send in their walk-on, Max Skarnowski, a 6'6 junior from Elgin, Illinois. Played in 3 games last year and didn't score a point. Lathan drives toward the left hash. Leaves it there. And out to Ricks. To Ayemi, high left. Back to Lathan. Lost his footing. Lost the basketball. Big pile up near the logo, just south of it. Now Alabama comes up with the basketball. Toward the near corner, Skarnowski jacks up a 3 and missed it. Got his own rebound. Gives it back inside to Spears. Kai Spears, who just came in. Looks like he's about 8 years old. 6'2 sophomore from Pittsburgh. 1:34 to go.
Been all Crimson Tide all night long. Started from the very get-go. They were just red hot coming out of the locker room. And took them a while to cool off.
Spears is at the line to shoot free throws with his team in the double bonus. Hits the first one. Foul, by the way, on Morehead State. Didn't say who it was on.
I couldn't see it.
No. Does it matter anyway at this point?
No.
Spears with the next one. Nothing but net. So he gets on the board. 103-71. Last time Morehead State allowed 100 points in the game was February of 2018 against Belmont in a 108-65 loss. Lathan lost the basketball. Alabama steals it again. Spears down the floor, wide open for the dunk at the other end.
Walters.
It is Walters.
Yep.
105-71. Just over a minute to go as Morehead State clears the line. The Eagles have had turnover issues in this contest. Now a shot missed, and here comes Skarnowski the other way to the offensive end. Check that, Walters. Walters to the cutting Spears, left of the lane. He'll turn it back to his right and come out front. Far side, three ball put up and missed, and Morehead State this rebound. That's Marshall with it with 38 seconds to go. Lathan toward the left hash. Down the sideline. Fifteen-footer put up by Ricks. He missed it. Inside the rebound, Lathan put back, yes. 18 seconds to go, and Morehead down 105-73. Let's see if Alabama just dribbles out the rest of the clock.
Looks like they will.
Cosby with it at the logo, just to the left of it, will pound it down on Marshall, who's not really defending, and time will run out in this ball game as Alabama wins its first ball game of the year. Morehead State falls to 0-1. Final score from Tuscaloosa, Alabama 105, Morehead State 73. Dean Harden and I will start our post-game report in just a couple of minutes here on the Eagle Sports Network.
Morning people wake up for peace and quiet. McDonald's breakfast people, we wake up for the sweet rush of getting that warm, delicious breakfast right before it ends. Now you can enjoy your McDonald's breakfast faves with a savory steak patty. Start your morning off right with a steak, egg, and cheese bagel, steak, egg, and cheese McMuffin, steak, egg, and cheese biscuit, or other breakfast faves at participating McDonald's.
Available at your Scott Family McDonald's in Morehead and Owingsville.
Great seats at a great price. Get them safer, simpler, and smarter with Ticket Smarter. A proud partner of the biggest names in live sports and events, including ESPN events and iHeartRadio, Ticket Smarter has seats for over 125,000 live events and 48 million tickets for sale, all backed with the Ticket Smarter 100% ticket guarantee. Thinking about your next great live event? Think smarter. Think Ticket Smarter. Get your tickets your way guaranteed at TicketSmarter.com.
Buy one, get one half off traditional Wing Tuesdays at Buffalo Wild Wings?
Wing Tuesdays is the best day of my life, every Tuesday.
What about graduating valedictorian or the first day of your new job?
I mean, those are all great, but they just weren't on a Wing Tuesday.
Buy one, get one half off traditional wings every Tuesday only at Buffalo Wild Wings. To the greatest of all times. Buy one, get one of equal value, 50% off traditional wings on Tuesdays at participating locations. Not valid with other offers. Size exclusions may apply while supplies last. Limit one. Delivery and takeout available at participating locations through Buffalo Wild Wings app or website. Fees, including service fees, may apply.
Your annual homecoming tailgate party was a rousing success. You caught up with your weird cousin Phil. You and your buddy Dave were crowned cornhole champions. Your famous potato salad drew rave reviews. The home team even won. But the best part was what didn't happen. You didn't drive home buzzed. You got a ride home from your cousin Phil, who may be weird, but also definitely sober. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid with funds through the Kentucky Office of Highway Safety.
Well, Morehead State falls in its season opener at Coleman Coliseum in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, to the 24th-ranked Clemson Tide, or Crimson Tide, that is. 105-73, the final score. Dean, it was just too much Alabama tonight. I mean, really, I mean, when
too
you
much
look
Tide.
At, too much Tide. I mean, the Tide just rolled over Morehead State. Really good basketball team.
Yes.
And to be honest with you, for an opening night, I thought Bama looked to be almost in mid-season form.
Yeah, and we were talking about it as soon as the game was over. You know, we thought this team was going to be good. They were very good last year, but, man, they lost a bunch. They had to bring a lot of new pieces in, and you just never know how they're going to gel. And, my goodness, like you said, they look like they're in mid-season form getting ready to get into conference play. And just red-hot shooting to start it out, you just can't predict that. But that's a good team. They're very athletic. They're very long. And like I said, they've got a couple snipers. They got a good one, the transfer from Hofstra.
I know they started 5 of 5 from the field. I believe it was also 7 of 7. It was 9-0 before Morehead State could even blink. And from there, I mean, it was a battle, and Morehead State gave it, I think, the best effort they could. And this is a Morehead State team that has so many new faces, and they're trying to come together as well.
Exactly.
And I think it's going to be a good basketball team. But the Crimson Tide showing why they're one of the top teams in the country and one of the top teams, obviously, in the SEC.
Yeah, and looking at Morehead State, a couple of bright spots. Mannix finishes with 19 points. Honestly, I thought he might have struggled to adjust to the pace just a little bit early, but he played very, very well and really justified the good comments that I've heard from the Morehead State coaching staff about they really like the play of Riley Mannix. Jordan Lathan, first time he's played in 2 years, ends up with 14 points. At times looked very, very smooth with the basketball, and I think that Jordan Lathan is going to be one of those players that is going to be counted upon to give Morehead State a really spark, especially on the offensive end.
Once again, the final 105-73, Alabama wins it. We'll come back and run down the numbers for you after this here on the Eagle Sports Network.
When it comes to building, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead is the place to start. We can help in every phase of your project from the ground up. Big Four has the lumber, trusses, and the metal or shingles you'll need too. In other words, bring those plans to us and we'll make that plan happen. From the kitchen cabinets to windows and doors, it's Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware in Morehead, helping Rowan and surrounding counties to build their dreams for over 45 years. Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware on Flemingsburg Road at I-64 in Morehead. Ace is the helpful place.
We don't have a yellow brick road to follow, but we're still easy to find here off the beaten path in Morehead and Rowan County, Kentucky. Go to visitmorehead.com and plan your getaway to this land of towering rock formations, of a giant lake with 40-pound fish and great sailing, of more than 100 miles of happy trails, of art galleries and museums, and of friendly folks who serve great food and drink and always make you feel welcome.
Same quality care, two convenient locations. St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care is seeing patients at both locations in Morehead, 431 Hampton Way and 1028 East Main Street. Get care for sudden illnesses, sprains, and strains at both locations Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., Saturday from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m., and Sunday from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. Don't forget, walk-ins are always welcome at St. Clair Healthcare Urgent Care. Get more information at st-clair.org/urgentcare.
Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs at 1695 Flemingsburg Road in Morehead has something for everyone. Dine-in, carry-out, and catering available. They have tender steaks, mouth-watering ribs, lunch specials, and an inspired kids' menu. On Wing and Wednesday from 4 to closing, there's dollar bone-in wings and 75-cent boneless wings. For dessert, enjoy 4 styles of yummy Cheesecake Factory desserts and much more. Reno Steak, Chicken, and Ribs in Morehead. Call 606-783-0467.
Morehead State falls in Alabama tonight, the season opener. The Crimson Tide win it 105-73. Let's take a look at the statistics from this ball game. First of all, for victorious Bama, they had 4 players in double figures. Grant Nelson, in his debut in a Crimson Tide uniform, led the way with 24 points, 16 points coming from another newcomer, Aaron Estrada. 13 points, Mark Sears, 12 more. for Jaron Stevenson. From there, you drop down to Rylan Griffin with 9. 7 points for Sam Walters. 5 points for Nick Pringle. 5 more for Muhammad Diabati. And Latrell Reitzel also had 5 points. 4 points in the contest for Muhammad Waghi and 3 for Davin Cosby Jr. Kai Spears chipped in 2 late. Mark Skarnowski played a couple of minutes and didn't score for the Tide. They ended up 32 of 57 from the field, 56.1% from outside the arc, 10 of 23, 43.5%. At the line, they were outstanding, nearly 82% at 31 of 38. The Crimson Tide won the rebounding battle over Morehead State 40 to 29. 14 of their boards came off the offensive glass. Top rebounder for Alabama was Grant Nelson with 7. Alabama passing out 16 assists. They had 13 turnovers, 3 block shots, 13 steals. Moving over to the Morehead State ledger, 3 players hit double figures. As Dean mentioned, newcomer Riley Minix led the way with 19 points. Jordan Latham, 14 points. Drew Thelwell, 13. 8 points for Khalil Thomas. 6 points for Eddie Ricks. 4 points apiece, Deontay Miles, Jerome Morton, and Zach Ayemi. 1 point for Trent Scott. And George Marshall played but did not score. Also getting in late, Brady Dingus. He did not score a point either in 1 minute of action. MSU ending up 27 of 62 from the field, 43.5%, 7 of 23 from outside the arc, 30%, and from the line, 12 of 19, just above 63%. Out-rebounded 40 to 29. Morehead State had 13 offensive rebounds. Morehead State's top rebounder in the ball game ended up to be Riley Minix with 5. MSU passing out 7 assists, had 15 turnovers, 3 blocks, 6 steals. Morehead State falls tonight at Alabama by a score of 105-73. Back with more, including our star of the game here on the Eagle Sports Network.
The Citizens Bank, with locations in Bath, Morgan, and Rowland counties, offers a variety of loans to cover your needs. Wanting to purchase a house or car, start a remodel or new construction? What about buying an ATV or a boat just for fun? We offer a variety of loans. Call or stop by today at one of our 5 banking centers for more information. The Citizens Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Hungry? Stop by Giovanni's in Moorhead, 700 East Main Street. They feature classic and premium pizzas, pasta and salads, classic and premium subs, calzones, traditional and boneless chicken wings, and a wide range of sides, including breadsticks. There's lunch specials, too. Stop by for lunch or dinner, dine in or take out. Call 606-755-2100, order online at giovannispizzapower.com, or use the drive-thru with the new Giovanni's, 700 East Main Street, Moorhead.
You've heard the term buy local. How about play local? When you play Keno and other games from the Kentucky Lottery, your dollars are going directly to fund scholarships and grants for Kentucky students. Play Keno anywhere Kentucky Lottery is sold. Convenience stores, bars, on your laptop, or on your mobile device. Visit kylottery.com to play Keno online or go to your favorite Kentucky Lottery retailer. Please play local. Have fun and help Kentucky students too. Play responsibly. Remember, it's just a game.
In a world without Mountain Dew, life would be pretty dull. So grab yourself a Mountain Dew and get that incomparable blast of neon citrus flavor. Hey, if you're not having an outrageously good time, you're not drinking Dew. Do the Dew.
Welcome to the alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Because even though it says zero sugar right there on the bottle, the taste is nothing less than outrageously delicious.
Transport yourself to an alternate universe of Mountain Dew Zero Sugar.
Zero sugar. All Dew.
105 to 73, Morehead State falls at number 24, Alabama tonight. Time to name our MSU star of the game, and we'll go with the Southeastern Florida transfer, Riley Minix, the 6'7", 230-pound graduate student from Vero Beach, Florida tonight, led the team with 19 points and 5 rebounds. He also had 2 assists and 2 steals in the game. Riley Minix, our MSU star of the game. Next broadcast of Morehead State basketball is tomorrow night. The MSU women will be at Illinois. The game will start at 7 p.m. Tom Lewis in the pregame show to start things off at 6:45, though, for you. Our next broadcast of Morehead State men's basketball is on Wednesday night. The Eagles will have their home opener against Shawnee State at 7, and the pregame show for that to start at 6:45. Thanks, as always, to our engineer and producer back in the studio, Mr. Ian Corbin. For my partner, Dean Harden, I'm Chuck Mraz, reminding you the final score from Tuscaloosa, number 24, Alabama, 105, Morehead State, 73. So long, everybody, from the Eagle Sports Network.
You've been listening to Morehead State Basketball on the Eagle Sports Network. MSU broadcasts are sponsored by Eagle Family Sports Pass, Buffalo Wild Wings, Ticket Smarter, the Kentucky Department of Highway Safety, Citizens Bank Morehead, Giovanni's, Tim Short Auto Group, Pepsi, Kentucky Lottery, Whitaker Bank Morehead, and MSU Soar Higher. By Allen's IGA, Big Four Lumber Ace Hardware, Bypass Pawn, Clark's Pump and Shop, First Federal Savings and Load, Furniture World Superstore, Gateway Cycles, Hardee's, Hinton Mills, Hothead Salon, Linux of Morehead, Major Brands Tire and Automotive Center, your Scott Family McDonald's, Morehead Tourism, Porter Group Insurance, Reno's Roadhouse, Right Way Auto Glass, St. Clair Healthcare, Wendy's of Morehead, and Whitaker Bank Morehead. Tune in all season long for Morehead State University basketball on the Eagle Sports Network.